Acme is making your grocery shopping easier than ever. Download the Acme mobile app to find digital deals, earn reward points, or shop for delivery or pickup. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Friday, February 1st. As I said, Kathy's out, so I will be handling the news details. Good morning. Federal officials indicted powerful union leader John J. Johnny Doc Doherty and Philadelphia City Councilman Bobby Hennen Wednesday morning, making the announcement at a press conference on South Street. Five other local 98 members were included in the indictment. The charges come more than 2 years after the FBI and IRS raised more than a dozen offices of people connected to IBEW Local 98, including Doherty. The FBI has had a wiretap on Doherty for a year. The 161-count indictment includes various charges, including conspiracy to embezzle labor union funds, falsification of labor union financial records, and making false statements to the FBI. George Peltz, a South Jersey contractor and an ally of Doherty's, pleaded guilty Monday in connection to the federal probe, and he admitted to providing more than $60,000 in gifts, including home and office improvements, to an unnamed union official. On Tuesday, Dr. James Moylan, the former zoning board chairman of Philadelphia, was also indicted in connection to the investigation. Prosecutors say he used more than $40,000 in union donations to pay his business and personal expenses.
You can't do that.
He stepped down as zoning board chair after federal agents raided his home and chiropractic business.
They're saying the key to the case, Preston, was getting Tommy Thompson to flip.
Not going to do it.
Yeah.
Doherty has also been one of Philadelphia's most powerful political figures, despite never holding public office. He is head of the broader Philadelphia Building Trades Council and has sat on influential boards like the Delaware River Port Authority. Both Doherty and Hennen have denied any wrongdoing. So this is going to be a lengthy process.
Absolutely.
We'll see where that goes. Police have arrested a man accused of going on a groping spree involving three teenage girls, a preteen, and a 30-year-old woman within the span of less than 2 hours in Center City.
It's busy.
Yeah, Eric Cunningham, 58 years old, is charged with unlawful contact with a child. Police arrested him Wednesday night on the 1500 block of JFK Boulevard after spotting him at the bottom of an escalator on the subway, an eerily similar location where he allegedly groped at least one of the other girls. Cunningham, who police say is homeless, is accused of going on a groping spree that began Tuesday morning when he grabbed the hand of a 16-year-old girl waiting on a train platform of the SEPTA Walnut Locust Station. In the first case, Cunningham tried to force his 16-year-old victim to inappropriately touch him. When she pulled away, he groped her before she was able to escape. That incident happened around 6:45 a.m. Just 15 minutes later, police said the man brushed up against a 30-year-old woman at the suburban station concourse. He then made his way to the 1600 block of Arch Street, where he started talking to a 12-year-old girl and blocked her path. She managed to run, and as she escaped, Cunningham yelled for her to pull her pants down.
Oh my God.
And then half an hour later, the PPD said Cunningham once again turned his sights to a teenage girl, this time a 15-year-old standing at the intersection of 16th and Vine Streets. He groped her and then walked away. Now around 8:33 a.m., he groped another 16-year-old girl as she stood at the intersection of Broad and Fairmount. He ran away. The latest series of assaults follow four groping cases reported near the University of Pennsylvania over the weekend as well. In those cases, the four women were groped within a four-hour window, but they got this guy.
Yeah.
And
the hell sets these guys off going on a spree like that?
No idea. City officials were back at a homeless encampment in the Kensington section of Philadelphia yesterday, finishing a month-long cleanup effort just as brutal cold descended on the area. The encampment on Emerald Street has been the focus of a 30-day cleanup initiative. On Thursday morning, homeless outreach workers, police, and cleanup crews moved those living there and threw out what was left behind. The encampment is the last of four that the city has removed in the Kensington area, plagued with drugs. At a news conference, city leaders announced what they're calling encouraging statistics from outreach work done at the previous encampments. The police department vows this is the end of the encampments. Officials say the majority of people from Emerald Street went into shelters or treatment. And in order to make that happen again, for the last 30 days, outreach workers have been coming to the site and building trust.
God almighty, could you imagine living out one of these encampments during this kind of weather?
No, it's deadly.
No. But the thing is, they're going to find somewhere else to go.
Yeah, they don't necessarily want to go to shelters.
No.
Because they, you know, can't do drugs there or whatever maybe their right. problem or whatever issue they have or they're, you know, have mentally, you know, are mentally handicapped and don't want to be around other people. And there's a lot of different situations, but it's just a terrible scenario all the way around.
Right.
Well, listen, just days away from Super Bowl 53, authorities announced the arrest of more than a dozen people involved in a huge counterfeit scheme.
This always happens.
And several of those facing charges are right here in Philadelphia.
Ooh, hey.
Scores of fans may have been defrauded out of tickets to marquee Philly sporting events and concerts. And now at least seven Philadelphians face charges. In the major counterfeit ring.
That blows if you've laid out money thinking you have legit tickets.
Yep.
And it's a scam.
Six separate indictments charging 13 individuals with multiple crimes, including conspiracy to traffic in counterfeit goods. Seven of these suspects are from Philadelphia, and some allegedly sold counterfeit tickets to a number of Philly sporting events, including Eagles games and last year's Super Bowl. Officials say one of the suspects, 48-year-old Damon Daniels of New York, was arrested in Atlanta en route to this year's Super Bowl. The police said Mr. Daniels' car was filled with printing equipment and card stock.
Well, that's very damning.
Presumably to resume counterfeit ticket sales at this year's Super Bowl.
I wonder, on average, per every Super Bowl, how much money is made in selling fraudulent tickets?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I bet you it's a lot.
I'll bet you, too. The FBI, local law enforcement, and several entities, including the NFL, worked in partnership to spearhead this three-year-long multi-state investigation.
You know, like, there are a few, obviously, just criminals in general just piss me off. But there's some things, I don't know why they bother me so much, but this bothers the ever-living crap out of me.
You imagine people excited? Oh, my God. In some cases, maybe it's a dream come true or whatever. Whatever the story
is. It's not just the Super Bowl. It happens at concerts. And, you know, like,
you're always at your happiest. Hey, you know. And there's an excitement level that just gets the rug pulled right out from underneath.
And a lot of times you don't even know until you get to the ticket counter.
And then you feel like a dick.
And you're like,
now you look like a rube.
You've tailgated. Yeah. You spent all this time. You're like, you know, when you're going into the concert.
You're dressed like Maroon 5.
Yes.
It's amazing.
You can't go in.
Well, it's a whole different game now with digital tickets. Like, I actually have never bought a digital ticket from a scalper, but do they, like, text it to you? Or
that's a good point.
Take
I
a
don't
picture
know.
Of the phone?
Well, they do say that if Super Bowl on your ticket is spelled with two O's, then it's not legit. Yeah.
Good to know.
Super Bowl.
Officials left sports and concert fans with these words of advice. When you are buying tickets, you must consider the source. The safest route is always to purchase from an approved source.
I think that makes sense.
The U.S. attorney says charges for all the individuals named in the indictments will depend on the extent of the financial loss attributed to their conduct, and some could face considerable jail time if convicted.
Yeah, and so, but those places like Vivid Seats and StubHub, those guys are fleecing you too.
Yeah.
Those guys are taking a decent percentage from the seller and the buyer.
But at least the tickets are, we assume,
you know,
legitimate,
they're legit,
right?
Yeah, yep.
Mm. All right, in sports this morning. Ball sacks are yummy. Hey, I got nothing but good news.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the Flyers won again.
Wow. Yeah. They did it!
Travis Sanheim scored on power play goal 2:56 into overtime, and the Flyers beat the Boston Bruins 3-2 last night to extend their season best winning streak to 6. Flyers went 2-for-2 on the power play and won in overtime for the second time this season. Jake Voracek had 2 assists. Carter Hart made 23 saves for the Flyers, who have won 7 of 8 to improve to 22-23-6 and took the season series against the Bruins. They're back home tomorrow with an afternoon game against the Edmonton Oilers, and the puck drops at 1 p.m. Joel Embiid had 26 points and 20 rebounds to spoil DeMarcus Cousins' home debut with the Warriors, and the Sixers ended Golden State's NBA best 11-game winning streak.
Wow.
With a 113-104 win last night.
They did it! Yeah.
Ben Simmons also scored 26 points. J.J. Redick added 15 points for the Sixers, who grabbed 16 offensive rebounds to give them 10 or more in 5 straight games.
Nice.
The road trip out west wraps up tomorrow night with a game in Sacramento against the Kings, and tip-off is at 10. And in other Sixers news, Simmons will join Embiid at the All-Star game.
Hey, now you're an All-Star.
Yet the NBA announced that Simmons was named an Eastern Conference reserve for this year's game in Charlotte, North Carolina. It's Simmons' first career selection, and he becomes the 32nd 76er to be named to an All-Star game in franchise history.
It's very cool.
They are the first Sixers duo selected to an All-Star game since Allen Iverson and Dikembe Mutombo in 2002.
Wow.
And for the last time, and I can't believe Kathy's not here to say it, the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs.
Let's have another parade.
Yeah. AC has his fist in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm... Oh, yes, I am. I'm wearing an Eagles
shirt. You're
wearing
green?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I, for some reason, I wasn't thinking that I was wearing any sort of Eagles gear, and I am. I've got my London Calling shirt underneath
here. Just accidentally you'll put on green all the time.
So. I do.
It's in your soul.
Excellent. And more importantly, I didn't make one flub during that entire newscast.
Wow. How about that?
I don't
you
do
the
news.
You are the champion.
Wow. Thank you, yeah!
The champion. All right, welcome to Friday with the Preston and Steve Show. We have a multitude of things that are taking place. We have GoFundYourself. We got money to give away, and a lot of it at that. Today normally would be the last day. We usually wrap these things up on Friday, but we're going to do it again on Monday. So
because we make good on our promises.
That we do. So listen up for your chance. It starts around 8 a.m. Now, we're going to do something fun today. We're going to do something special. We are on the cusp of the big game.
Oh. The big game.
That's what
can't stand that.
You have to say if well.
No, we don't. We can say it.
Well, what? you can say it in certain. You can say Super Bowl, but when you say, you know, your chance to win Super Bowl tickets, you're not allowed to do that if you're giving those away, unless you're officially associated with the NFL.
You know how much they clamp down on that crap.
Yeah. So we're gonna do today just for fun. We're doing Big Game Day.
Yeah.
On the Preston
so excited.
Show. So we've dusted off some of our favorite games of all time that we've played in the history of the Preston and Steve Show, and we're going to have those out today. We're going to play them. We're going to give away prizes.
Why not? Yeah. Just for the fun of it. Because, you know, in many ways, this Super Bowl is about the peripheral stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think more people are concerned about what they're going to be eating.
Yeah.
You know, and there's just, yes, of course it is what it is, but there's just a lot of, I think statistically, there's probably more people who have openly said they're boycotting watching it. Mm-hmm. Listen, that's not going to make a big impact. It's still a big game, but.
It's the big game.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you'll hear all the advertisements. So you could win a TV to watch the big game.
To see the birds play the big game.
Yeah. Well, they're not playing the big game, unfortunately.
I know. But they are the champions.
We are doing big game day. So we'll have some stuff to give away. We have a couple of guests on the program, too. Our buddy Jim Florentine is in town. He's performing at the Newtown Center or the Newtown Theater tomorrow night. So he's stopping in. Maybe we'll play a big game with him.
That's home of the next year's Super Bowl, by the way.
I had no idea that they had that in the books. And we're also going to have Joe Gatto from Impractical Jokers on. They're going to be coming back to town in the summer, but they just played the Met last week, and Joe was so nice that I was like, Casey, can you get him on the line? Because he did something really sweet for my daughter. And
you
her
told
friend.
Us a story. It was very cool. And he's so cool that you basically just want to thank him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're great. So yeah. So we'll talk to Joe a little bit later on this morning. Our friends from Hatfield Quality Meats are stopping.
Yeah.
It says here, and I quote, they're gearing up for the big game this weekend. So there you go.
Uh-huh.
And official. They're going to stop in and they're going to feed us and our guests this morning, which is cool. So big game day.
The big game.
On the Preston Steve Show.
Oh, gotcha.
You got it?
Gotcha.
The big game.
The big game.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second and we'll do a stupid question and some entertainment stories. It's what we do in the morning. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Choose to love in any language with a Valentine's Day spa package from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations and give the gift of relaxation this Valentine's Day.
Steven Singer is re-releasing exclusive 24-karat gold dip rose colors just for you. If you missed out on a color, here's your chance to add it to her collection. Check out all the available colors at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers, one place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
I forgot Nick had to remind me that today is February 1st. It's a new month, so we need a new calendar.
Oh, boy.
Oh, oh, oh.
We have to flip the calendar over, so we are going to say goodbye to Miss January, who is Brittany, and she's from ROFO.
Just wonderful.
Royersford, most definitely. We had a nice shower shot, and we flip it over. Yes, let the people at ROFO know. We flip it over to a bedroom scene, and the month of February belongs to Marissa. Marissa is a Jersey girl. She is from West Deptford, and she is a lovely...
She's a lovely gal.
Has a lovely lingerie outfit on in the main picture, and then what we call the inset, a smaller one. She's got a little two-piece on, so she is gorgeous, long, dark hair. She has some tattoos to spice it up a tad bit, so welcome, Marissa, to 2019 and our Totally Office calendar girl. Make sure
Love
you
it.
Take a look today.
They're awesome.
Right, we're going to do today's stupid question and give away a four-pack of tickets for the golf and travel show and also a dozen TaylorMade golf balls. And I figured with the big game coming
the
up.
The big game.
That we would do a Super Bowl question. Yes. So how about this? What four teams in the NFL have never played in the Super Bowl? 215-263-WMMR. Let's see if you can get the answer. What four teams have never played in the Super Bowl? 215-263-WMMR. Call now. And I have a whole lot of birthdays, so I'm going to dive right into
this. Let's go.
Today is February 1st. It's Patrick Wilson of Weezer's birthday, the drummer. And a big one for him. He turns 50 years old. There's that great video. You remember him in concert of someone throwing a Frisbee
yes,
up on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Without missing a beat, he drops one stick. He grabs it with one hand and then throws it back out in the audience.
That's a cool move.
Pretty impressive.
Of all, yeah. There are many cool moves like that. One of the coolest was when Tom Cruise caught a puck with one hand. Remember that? It was at a hockey game?
No.
Yeah. This is a couple of years ago.
That's
caught
awesome.
A puck with one hand. Yeah.
I had a pretty cool moment like that. There was a huge trash fight in the campground at the Woodstock 99.
Right.
And I was standing there, and there was a huge pile of bag of trash coming right at me. And I caught it with one finger and whipped it around. And
cool move, dude.
Little did I know that that bag was filled with poop. And poop went flying all over my tent.
That is great.
Oh, my God.
That is great. That I don't care about the big game now, Preston. You can't beat the big game.
I'm just going to stop at the birthdays right there. We don't need to go on.
How do you top that?
No, actually, I will move on. Patrick Wilson's 50 today. Michael C. Hall, the actor Dexter.
Yes.
Also 6 feet under. He's 48 years old. Big boy, real name Antoine Patton. He's a rapper with Outkast. He will be performing at the Super Bowl. He's going to be making an appearance.
Yes, he will.
During the halftime show in Maroon 5.
Is he local to Atlanta?
He, in fact, we were just talking about him yesterday.
That's right.
Because he and Andre 3000, Outkast, there's a few guys that he was talking about that are from
Friends
Atlanta.
Friends with Bruce.
Yep. So he is 44 years old today. So happy birthday to Big Boy. Pauly Shore celebrates his birthday. Pauly is the same age as me. He's 51 years old. Sherilyn Fenn, the actress, everything from Twin Peaks to Just One of the Guys. She was actually in that movie.
Preston, you look like a combination of the Karate Kid and Elvis Costello.
That's what she had to say about Joyce Heiser.
In the original Twin Peaks, she was the, you know, she had the sexy retro look.
Uh-huh. She's 54 today. Bill Mumy, Lost in Space's Will Robinson, also Babylon 5. He's 65 years old.
He makes a cameo in the Netflix Lost in Space. He's actually playing Dr. Smith for about 40 seconds.
No kidding.
Yes, but okay. His identity is stolen.
Garrett Morris from Saturday Night Live is 82 years old
today. Holy hell.
I think you and I are the only ones that watch that show, Two Broke Girls.
Yeah, it was
just
horrible.
Like one-liners after the other.
It was horrible, but I love Kat Denning.
And he showed up in Ant-Man, right?
He did. He's in the car. The reason he showed up in that movie, had a quick cameo, is there was a bit, I think it was Craig Leganz who told us this, there was a bit years and years ago on Saturday Night Live where there was a party with the superheroes and like, John Belushi was Hulk.
Yeah, he took a dump and we were like,
it doesn't smell like roses. Come on. And Garrett Morris played Ant-Man in that.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
They made fun of him the whole time.
Strength of a human.
Right, right. So they gave him a little cameo in the first Ant-Man movie.
I love that.
He's 82. Terry Jones of Monty Python fame is 77. And he's one of those guys in the collective that I'm always like, oh, no, which one is
which
he?
Which one is he?
And I looked him up and I'm like, yeah, he's the lesser known guy of that crew. But nonetheless, brilliant comedy. He's 77. Lisa Marie Presley.
That's right, ma'am.
That's her birthday. Lisa Marie is 51 years old today.
That's my little girl.
That's right.
She there was a divorce thing that they just settled, right, with one of her, I guess, her last ex-husband. fighting over property.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Elvis.
Yeah. So I think some Elvis stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she's turning 51 today. And last birthday today, I got a thing for this gal, Ronda Rousey.
Oh, yeah.
Of now the WWE.
We've got to get her in here.
We do. You know what's funny? So I don't watch wrestling. And I do follow her on social media. So she posts all kinds of pictures of her matches. And then I go and I try to find, like, highlights of her wrestling. And WWE does not allow that.
No.
You can't find it anywhere. You got to watch it.
They don't want that stuff floating around.
Right.
I'll tell you what, though. We've been. It's a blast. If you go to it in person, it's a freaking blast.
And I would, the next time that comes through town and she's involved in it, I will go to it. I like her a lot. She's 32 years old today. Ronda Rousey. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. What four teams have never played in the Super Bowl? 215-263-WMMR. I will go to Kyle, see if you can get the answer. Hey, Kyle, how you doing?
Hey, man, what's up?
Yo, just looking for the answer, bud. What are the four teams never played in the Super Bowl?
It's the Browns, Lions, Texans, and Jags.
That's correct. There you go. Cleveland Browns, Jacksonville Jaguars, Houston Texans, and the Detroit Lions have never been to the Super Bowl. Hang on the line, Kyle. We are going to set you up and give you 4-pack of tickets to the golf and travel show and a dozen tailor-made golf balls. You can come tee it up at the Philadelphia Golf Travel Show February 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's at the Philly Expo Center, and you can get huge savings on golf equipment and accessories. Go to myphillygolfshow.com.
You know, you turned me on to the fact that that's how loudly they mix the golf swings on the CBS. So yeah. I grabbed a whole bunch, but listen to that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's insane.
Yep. So I love that sound, by the way. All right, Steve, we're going to leave with this. And we could have touched on this yesterday, but we didn't get a chance.
You were very respectful.
Ben Affleck.
Yes.
There have been rumors swirling for years that he would no longer play Batman, and the news has seemingly been confirmed. And fans are reacting by thanking him for his work and lauding the classy way which he stepped down. Some were bereft at the news, though.
So. Yes, I would be in the bereft.
You would, yes.
A bereaved category. But I'll tell you this. Got a couple runs on it. I think he's my favorite Scream Batman. Doesn't mean I don't think Christian Bale is great or Michael Keaton was great, but of that style, and I'm a big fan of Frank Miller. I know you like a lot of Frank Miller stuff as well, Preston.
Yeah.
That is the style Batman I've always loved, and aggressive, physical, big, imposing, tortured, older for us older gentlemen, and it really, really cool.
Yeah.
So, hey, got a good run. The question I have is, and I haven't been able to determine whether this is the case or not, whether he appears as Batman in the second Suicide Squad film.
Right.
Because he did in the first.
Yeah, it remains to be seen. You know what I did like that he brought that Christian Bale didn't quite was a couple of funny moments in the movie. Like, there's one where Superman says to him, you know, I know you don't like me. And he goes, I don't like you. And it's just, it's great.
Yeah.
It's well done.
I love, and again, I implore you, if you've never seen the original director's cut of Batman v Superman, just watching it recently, it's so clear how much stuff you would have to be watching. When you watch it in its original theatrical version, you'd say, why is this person doing this? Mm-hmm. And the director's cut explains it.
The 46-year-old retweeted a story saying that director Matt Reeves knew the Batman would be made without him in 2021. He wrote, excited for the Batman summer 2021 and to see Matt Reeves' vision come to life. So
the question is, who's going to play the new Batman? Yeah. And one of the names that's being floated around is the actor who played the bodyguard in the Netflix series.
Yeah, he played Robb Stark in Game of Thrones. He would be really good.
I could see that. He had a lot of that tortured thing going on in The Bodyguard.
It's a great idea. All right, moving on. A couple other things. Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie met under the same roof to discuss their ongoing divorce and custody agreement. The pair, of course, share.
I want to kill you!
They share 6 children together, and their split has been one of the most acrimonious in Hollywood history. Jolie filed for divorce in September 2016 following a mini scandal in which Pitt was accused of verbally abusing and getting physical with Maddox, who was N15 on a private plane. Those charges were dropped, by the way.
Preston, if you're Jennifer Aniston and this whole deal and you're watching this all go out and be as acrimonious as it is, do you chuckle now and then?
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Because she basically, Now, listen, it's his. It takes two to tango. Yeah, he left the marriage.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's it didn't go quite as planned.
It's, you know, she might just have, like, told you, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You're not married.
The pair were photographed together at a Beverly Hills office and appeared to be having a tense, animated conversation with another man who sat and listened.
That's what rich people do. They hire animators.
No.
Yeah.
What's just that? Mean that they were, you know, gesticulating like Bill Weston. They were very animated.
I want to be Buzz Lightyear.
The blast reports that Pitt reportedly got up to pace around a little bit and Jolie appeared bereft.
I'm going to pace. I'm going to be bereft.
This is the first time that they've been spotted together since their split. So it's been a while since they've been face to face. Meanwhile, good news for wine lovers, though. The pair have renewed their commitment to fermented grapes despite their split. Beginning March 5th, their second rosé from France's Merival estate will be available.
They need the money.
Of course. A source tells tells the magazine that Pitt was quite involved in the last harvest in September. They said a new wine
How involved?
Shows their shared continuing commitment to the estate.
I've got the purple feet to prove it.
And the name Studio is... He's actually in there stomping on the graves.
That's him.
And the name Studio is their way of recognizing the property's musical roots.
You know these wine things, these wine ventures from these various actors like Francis Ford Coppola.
Mm-hmm.
Well eclipsed anything he's ever done in the movies with his wine.
Yeah.
By exponential numbers.
Maynard James Keenan from Tool was having a tremendous success with his.
Maybe that's our next thing. Well, no, we wanted to do what were we looking to do for you? A distilled bourbon.
Or a new version of Scissorp or Molly.
Let's do Scissorp or Molly. I'm down with that. Anything, for Christ's sake. Look at George Clooney.
Yeah, no, you're right.
We had a very successful line of ice cream that we never got to send for.
Not a penny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't mind doing a libation.
Hang out with Cindy Crawford and mm-hmm. Randy Gerber.
Hey, Busy Phillips is pumped about her new body positive ad campaign for Aerie. Is that how you say it? A-E-R-I-E?
Oh, yeah.
Aerie.
I've seen those stores in the mall. It's like kind of lingerie-ish, kind of pajama-y. It's not quite as sexy as Victoria's Secret, you know, it's that type of a store.
It's American Eagle.
It's sexy material, sexy clothing for people who can't complete.
It's American Eagle's the parent company?
Yeah, it's like the Gap lingerie area equivalent.
Okay.
But Eddie Bauer meets Fredericks of Hollywood.
So the 39-year-old author and talk show host joins body positive activist Jamila Jamil, Emmy-winning actress Samira Wiley, Paris snowboarder Brenna Huckabee, and YouTuber Molly Burke, alongside existing spokeswomen Iskra Lawrence, Ali Raisman.
Who the hell are these people?
And Cleo Wade. Phillips shared the campaign on Instagram, which features her in a two-piece. She captioned the shot, "Can I tell you a quick story? I have always hated my stomach, always. It's a part of my body I have always been quick to say that I would change if given the choice."
Shut the f*** up!
And she said, "Do you know what I recently realized? When I was a preteen, there was an underwear ad that was everywhere. I even had it torn out and on my wall. And the very famous model had what I thought was the perfect stomach. My stomach didn't look like that. It never did, and honestly, it never will. And so I deemed a part of my body a problem. I wasted so much time thinking about my terrible stomach when my stomach is wonderful because it's mine. And I'm not defined by my stomach or any other part of my body."
So there you go. So shut up.
So she added the hopes that the campaign will change other girls' self-image.
Oh, that's a good message. Yeah.
She said, "I wish I had seen images of different women's bodies in media when I was growing up, and I wish I hadn't been so sold the lie that to achieve true happiness, I needed a flat tummy and no hips so I could look like a model in an ad." So this is kind of the focus of that campaign. That's what she's going through.
And this is for fishing equipment?
Yeah, fishing equipment.
Ali Raisman is one of the gymnasts from the Fierce Five.
Okay.
From the last Olympics.
Yeah, I remember her.
She was the one that came out against the coach.
And yes,
she's in excellent shape.
And she was the one that was touted at the beginning of that group that she was going to be the big breakout star. And she did great, obviously. But so she's a part of this. So the crew is back for a 10th season of Shameless on Showtown.
Oh.
Showtown. Showtime.
Trust me. I'm right with you, man.
While leading lady Emmy Rossum bowed out, everyone else is set to return. Even Cameron Monaghan, who announced that he was bidding adieu to the show in October.
You've watched a little bit of it or no?
No. Rochelle has watched
it. Right?
She's been watching it and she tells me how disturbing it is.
It is. Nick, are you a full... 10-year fan?
No, I'm 6 seasons in. Right. But it's Sherilyn Fenn's birthday today. You mentioned that earlier, yeah. Preston. She ends up being William H. Macy's girlfriend for about a season.
Really?
And she's aged, but I think she's aged gracefully.
Yeah.
And she's a hippy-dippy kind of a character and is just fully nude in most episodes.
Wow, okay.
I love it.
Fully nude?
Yeah, Casey, it's...
Say what?
It's Shameless sex.
I don't watch the show, but she had showed up in another Showtime show. It might have been Ray Donovan or something like that.
Yes, on Showtown.
No, she was. I looked at her IMDb this morning, and she was in Ray Donovan.
Okay, yep. And I thought she looked good there. But, again, you know, I want to see her naked, so...
Watch Shameless.
Watch Shameless. Right.
Lots of naked people. I love it. This season's kind of jumping the shark, and they're already, like, writing off the Emmy Rossum character.
Oh, yeah.
I kind of hoped it would end on a high note, but if it's going to keep going...
You know, if a show does start to go into jumping the shark territory, I would love that show to actually replicate the storyline that had the lead character jump a shark in a pen off the beach the way Fonzie did.
Should do if it. You know Somebody should do
if
that.
If a show's going down for the count, God, do right. that. Wouldn't that be great? So you could legitimately say, yeah, but they jumped the shark. No, they know it. They did.
You know who would do that, but it's the wrong time frame,
who?
Is the Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs would.
They would do it, but it was the 1970s and not 1980s, so true. It wouldn't work. But that's the type of
there
show that would do that.
Yeah. I bet the It's Always Sunny guys could find a way to do it creatively, too.
We need to get word to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Yep.
Let's stop doing the show.
All right. So in addition to her surprise, William H. Macy, Jeremy Allen White, everybody's pretty much coming back to that show. Queen Elizabeth is helping deck out Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's new home and nursery.
What did you just say about Shameless?
As everyone awaits the new royal arrival. She's gifting them with artwork, too, a source tells Vanity Fair.
Look at it. It appears as if these canines are actually playing poker.
The source said Meghan and Harry have been told that they can choose some artwork from Frogmore Cottage.
And if you stare at this picture long enough, you'll see a pirate ship.
They said that...
She does all her art purchasing from Spencer's.
They have been presented with a list of paintings that would be available to them and are making up their minds as to what they would like to hang.
Look at how enormously fat this woman is, and she's sitting on a moped.
In their new home. Or it's like, a Black Panther, a Black Light poster.
Black Light posters. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You figure, well, the queen's going to have incredible taste.
Yeah.
But left to her devices, she's just slumming it.
Hey, so Artie Lang's reps tweeted out that he is in treatment for rehab, but they didn't mention that he was recently arrested for drugs again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I saw a picture posted yesterday of him.
Yeah, he had posted that he was going away for long-term treatment.
Yeah.
He's going to need that.
Yeah.
Page Six confirmed the bus, saying police hauled him in Wednesday night for possession. He's not been released, according to reports.
I love Artie Lang. He's hilarious. But you can't do outpatient stuff.
No.
You've got to go away for a chunk of time.
Well, and listen, I understand, you know, the grips of addiction.
Yeah.
But at some point, you've got to... You got to put the effort in.
Preston.
You got to put a bigger effort in.
If you were to read Crash and Burn,
this
book, he just ripped the Band-Aid off and talked about how I told you guys on air. I told him when he was in the studio. I couldn't believe it. When he cut himself up, he was cutting himself up to get sort of a high off of bleeding out.
Right.
That's And then he hit an epiphany at the end of the book, and it seemed like things were turning around. I hope he makes it.
He's super well aware.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, he is well aware of all of it. He's just incapable.
Yeah.
So he's got to go away for a while.
Yeah, I agree.
And whether or not that works, we'll have to wait and see.
Hope it does.
I do, too. Justin Timberlake shared a relatable moment from a night on the town with his wife, Jessica Biel. The working parents were toasting Timberlake's 38th birthday until the 36-year-old Biel hit the snooze button in the car. He posted a shot of her mid-nap on Instagram, writing, "Gotta work tomorrow for my B-day, so wifey really going all out tonight."
That's good to know that the 36-year-old young vibrant woman is passing out early in the evening like we do.
Have you ever grabbed a shot of your wife sleeping and snoring just to prove that she does?
No. You mean video of it?
Yeah.
No, I have not. I could.
Yeah.
Please
don't. I get told that, you know, you snore, and like, so do you.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, it's a nice little post they did. How about two other quick things? James Gunn, who was fired from the Guardians of the Galaxy threequel, is in talks to direct the second Suicide Squad film. That could be good.
James Gunn's really talented. Yeah. He's a talented scriptwriter. He got into all that morass of crap with the old Twitter posts. It's funny, though, as things come out and things come along, you know, you hold things up contextually. So was what he did, I'm sure the movie companies go, well, where does that fall in the pecking order? Can we hire him now? Or right. So compared to other people, it's not as bad. I think he'd be great for that.
Yeah, so we'll see.
And Steve, just to answer your question earlier, no Ben Affleck attachment to that movie.
Oh, to the Suicide Squad.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Why did you wait to commercial?
I'm really sorry.
Why would you tell me that?
I'm so sorry.
Steve. Wow. And the saddest look on his face.
Why would you tell me this thing? You're so cruel.
I'm laughing, but I feel terrible on the inside.
All right. Well, this I approve of. This is cool. CBS All Access has ordered 10 episodes of the limited series The Stand, based on Stephen King's novel of the same name.
Wow.
I love it. To me personally, that is the best novel, one complete work as opposed to multi chapters. That is the best novel I've ever read. It's my favorite.
So I have not, I think maybe I read Carrie when it came out, and then did not. I read Dance Macabre, which is not a it's a series of essays.
Okay.
You know that he did. So, but the miniseries that they did with Rob Lowe, I really, really enjoyed, and Gary Sinise.
I did too. Yeah.
But I did feel, and for what everyone I know who read The Stand said, while it was really good, there was a lot that could have been included.
Oh my God! Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah, and maybe that's what they'll do with this. Maybe they'll take some other characters and highlight them a little bit more, or some things that happened that they had. I mean, listen, you know, it's a big story. It's 1,200 pages long in the expanded edition. So there's a lot there, and it's hard to fit in.
I thought one of the greatest sequences, and I don't know if it's in the book, Preston, but at the beginning, after this, the CDC has this virus that gets out, and it's you know, killing everybody. You know, they have to walk through the Queens Midtown Tunnel, I think it is.
Yeah, the Lincoln Tunnel in the book.
In the dark.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a real intense part of the book.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Yeah.
All right,
how cool
is that? There's only the one miniseries, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
With Dauber as the guy, Moon.
Yeah, Tom Cullen.
Dauber's actually playing Dauber in this.
No, he played Tom Cullen, M-O-O-N. So that spells Moon, or all whatever right. He says. Anything.
So is there anybody from that series that you wouldn't mind recasting the new series?
Well, Rob Lowe was really good.
I tell you what, and I always forget the actor's name, the guy who played Randall Flagg in that was perfect.
So that guy was
perfect for the way he was written in the book. He was perfect for
it. He's a good-looking guy.
Good-looking guy.
Malevolent. He was sort of like an it character actor at that time, and I haven't seen him since.
Yeah, he's pops up in stuff. In the movie Sully, at the end of that, he's on the review board when they're trying to figure out what he does. So he's in stuff, but he's always a support player. But man, was he great as Randall Flagg. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see who they put in that. He's my favorite.
Who played Colonel Flagg on MASH? maybe
the intelligence guy.
Oh my! I'm here to make things worse.
Oh my God! I loved that character.
Break my arm.
I forgot about him. All right. So anyhow, the apocalyptic story follows the world post-plague and embroiled in an elemental struggle between good and evil. According to CBS, the fate of mankind rests on the frail shoulders of the 108-year-old Mother Abigail and a handful of survivors.
Preston, if I can recommend for you, you better just start pulling your app hole apart right now.
Yes.
Because you're going to be on board with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely will be.
So if you have like a Roku or something like that, you can just get it on that.
Yes, you can.
So this is CBS All Access?
Yeah.
It's a streaming service?
Any of the streaming boxes. It's this thing I was telling you about with... Now, get this now. The Star Trek series that I've been sort of avoiding has added Christopher Pike and retro Star Trek characters. I'm like,
You got me. Bastards. I'm probably going to bite the bullet.
I would. To watch this, I absolutely would. Josh,
I mean, it's not a lot, but it's just principle.
Yeah.
After a while, when you add on 55, you know, pay streams, it becomes a little ridiculous.
So Josh Boone and Ben Cavill will write and executive produce, and Boone will direct the series. By the way, Colonel Flagg was played by actor Edward Winter. Nick just pulled up. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2001.
So are they at least going to talk to him about it.
But he was great. Oh, my God. He was one of the best goofball characters they would bring in.
Do you remember the one where he slammed the X-ray machine down on his arm?
On purpose. Broke his arm on purpose. And BJ and Hawkeye are looking at each other like, what the hell just happened?
I don't feel pain.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I like it. He goes, turn around. You can't watch me leave. I am the wind.
Yeah.
And then you hear the window break.
Yeah.
And they go over and look out the window, and they look down, and I think it's BJ goes, what happened? He goes, the wind just broke his leg.
I love it. All right. New movies this weekend. Like to give you an idea of what is available at the box office as we head into the weekend.
Gets me every time.
I only have one movie for you, and it is Miss Bala. That's all that opens on Super Bowl weekend, game weekend.
I took a look at this. I didn't realize that this is really kind of like a Sicario.
Yeah,
it's a drug cartel thing. Well, you explain it, Mr. Movie.
It's an action thriller, and it's directed by Catherine Hardwicke. It stars Gina Rodriguez, Anthony Mackie, and others. And here's what it's about. Gloria must go up against a Mexican drug cartel in order to save her friend. It's rated PG-13. Hour and 43 minutes long, and it's Rotten Tomatoes score 22%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Casey saw, just a heads up, you hosted the Alita Battle Angel screening last night.
Yeah.
Tell him what you told me.
I loved it. I thought it was amazing. Listen, going into it, I didn't know anything about the movie or the story or anything going into it.
Which is always very cool.
Yeah.
When you, like, the first time I saw John Wick, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. So Rotten Tomatoes doesn't give it a great score. I don't care. I thought the action sequences were great.
There are rave reviews. IGN gave it a rave review. So, cool. But it visually mind-blowing.
And that's out in 2 weeks, right, Case?
It's on the 14th. Okay, It opens on Valentine's Day.
All right, let's get right to the clips. And we're going to go with one from Miss Bala. Follows Gloria as she discovers a power that she never knew she had while becoming involved in the dangerous world of cross-border crime. In this clip, Gina Rodriguez discusses how she felt about working alongside Ismael Cruz Cordova.
Ismael is my heart. He's my brother. He's my friend. He's my, you know, soldier in this crazy journey of an experience. Like I said, this film hasn't been easy to make and easily the greatest challenge I've ever taken on, and I love the challenge, but you don't do those challenges alone. Ismael has been quite the ride or die for me.
I'm going to play that again. So I hit the wrong one, but since I hit the wrong one, I wanted to hear it again.
Miss Bala hits theaters today. Here is the next clip for you. Russian Doll follows a woman trapped in a loop, continuously dying and reliving her 36th birthday. In this clip, Amy Poehler talks about the decision behind having an all-female team of writers and directors.
We just know so many talented women. We were, like, excited to work with them. Also, I'm really proud of the fact that Natasha plays such an incredibly complex female character. I mean, the idea was started really because in many ways we were bemoaning the lack of possibilities and avenues that female characters get to discover in a series.
I like big balls.
Russian Doll is streaming now on Netflix if you want to see it.
More streaming.
There you go. That's what I got for you in the entertainment report this morning. We have Jim Florentine on the show this morning. Jim is stopping in today to talk about a show at the Newtown Theater coming up tomorrow night. We'll have Joe Gatto of the Impractical Jokers giving us a call. They come back around this area in the summertime, but we're here just recently. And it's big game day today.
The big game day.
On the Preston and Steve Show. You know, supposedly you can't say Super Bowl. When in conjunction with contesting and things like that.
So we've decided to do Big Game Day, because that's all you ever hear around this time of year. For the big game!
Like, we can't say Big Game Day is brought to you by the NFL and the Super Bowl.
Right.
No, we can't say that.
So we're going to play some of our favorite games this morning. We're going to play some contests. Maybe you've been waiting a long time to hear again on the Preston and Steve Show. So we'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll get into some of that.
Yeah.
So things to win, stuff to play. We'll be back in just a moment.
Preston and Steve
on 93.3 WMMR.
Thank you, Marissa. Hatfield Quality Meats are here this morning.
Yeah,
bringing
hey.
Some great food in for us and our guests. And they want to remind you about some... Well, here's what they brought. They brought the chorizo queso dip with tortilla chips, grilled buffalo-style blue cheese tenderloin served with a celery slaw.
Ooh.
Kale Caesar salad served with garlic parmesan chops, roasted Texas smokehouse loin filet with honey jalapeno cornbread. Honey garlic teriyaki ribs served with Asian cucumber salad and cashew slaw. They're not messing around. And
damn good stuff.
And it says right here, Steve, for the big game.
For the big game.
Enjoy Hatfield, cook and serve marinated ribs, roast, loins and chops from dry rub seasoned tenderloins to slow cooker ready pork roast. Delicious fresh pork makes dinner less about the cooking and more about the family. So thank you, Hatfield Quality Meats, for being here this morning.
You know, to that big game thing, Press, you were talking about during the week about, you know, when you're watching the big game and the sponsorships are sponsored and the, you
know, my God,
and there's sub sponsorships. I get it. But after a while, it's like, sweet mother of God.
Yeah, I know. There's a
lot. Are you kidding?
A lot of money to be had. Well, we're not doing this for money, folks. We're doing it for fun.
The love of the game.
Big game day on the Preston and Steve Show this morning.
All right.
And we have decided to dust off some of our favorite games that for just one reason or another, we don't really play that often anymore. And a little bit of work went into some of this. So, Case, hit it. This morning, we are going to play for the first time in quite a long time, Toddler Theater.
Oh. Toddler Theater.
Toddler Theater, and we initially did this with my kids probably, I don't know, at least a dozen years ago.
I still...
Because my oldest is 18.
I still quote some of your kids' Toddler Theater reads, like, the bullets in the blood.
That's right.
All the time. It was adorable and unnerving, and people didn't know how to take it, but... it's one of my favorite contests.
Well, so what we're going to do is we have some brand new ones that Casey got together with the wonderful contribution of his children.
Yes.
And basically it is kids reading some famous lines from films, but they are filthy. And we have bleeped appropriately.
Yes.
And if you can guess the movie, you win a prize. 215-263-WMMR. Call right now. Let's get you on the line. Line some people up. I don't know what all we have to give away, but Case has got a stack of prizes.
Yeah, we're good.
You know, same kind of prize you might find at the big game.
That's right. And you know what? We're gonna play the new ones that Casey has. We might delve into a couple of older ones.
It's fun.
Some of the classic ones. Do we have an example that we could play, Casey, that we might...
Oh, yeah.
That we won't be using in the contest for people to just recall what Toddler Theater... was and now is going to be.
All right. So do you want like a longer one or do you want a shorter one?
Yeah, sure. Let's
one?
Let's do a longer one just
all
for
right.
fun.
So we'll do this one. This is one of my favorites.
All right. Here.
This was Seamus years ago.
Okay. Hit it.
I think you're all f***ing in the head. We're 10 hours from the fun park and you want to bail out. But I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. You're going to have fun and I'm going to have fun. We're going to have so much fun. We're going to need plastic surgery to remove our smiles. You'll be whistling zippity-doo-dah out of your ass. I must be crazy. I'm on pilgrimage to see a moose. Praise Marty Moose. Holy sh**.
That's a great one. By the way, he did a great read.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. Do you know how old he was then?
I'm trying to think here. If he's he's probably, I think at that point, 5 years old.
Okay.
Maybe six max.
Wow. He did a good job.
So now we've enlisted the help of him. And Avery.
It's mainly Avery.
How old is she?
Avery is 9.
She's 9. Okay. Yeah. All right. So a little bit on the older side, but these are the kids we have to work with.
We could have used your kids, but they're in high school.
Their voices are lower than mine. So that would
We're on a mission to see Marty Moose.
Right. Exactly. It wouldn't play the same
way. It would not be the same.
So 215-263-WMMR is the number. And we will get you on. We'll play it.
You know... In these contests, President, when did we start to do this? Like last night, I was just jumping around.
The great thing about YouTube is sometimes if you're just thinking of a particular scene and you want to hear like a rant or something from a movie, you could just jump in and watch it.
It's great.
And yep. A lot of times I'll just go, just watch my favorite scenes from particular movies. Yep.
Except the other day I was trying to find the Andy Dick sex party from Old School.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So I searched Old School sex party Andy Dick. My results were not pretty.
Not what you were expecting, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Old dick.
And it happened again the other day. I was searching, like, Bad Santa something, and it was, like, Bad Santa girl's butt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, well, we're going to play a clip for you. If you can identify the movie, you win a prize. It's just that simple. And we've got, I don't know how many we have here, about a dozen or so. But let me go to Rich. Hey, Rich, good morning.
You guys wrong.
Thank you, Rich. Toddler Theater, man. We haven't played this in a long time. You ready to try this out?
Absolutely.
I will play the clip for you. I'll play the hour version of the clip, and if you get it right, I'll play the original clip. Yes, Case.
Hey, just I want to make sure I have the right thing pulled up. Marissa, the kids clip is labeled what? Does it say if it's the actual movie clip, is that...
That's the one that says clip.
That's okay. The one that says clip. Okay,
we don't want to play the wrong one. All right, Rich, listen up. Toddler Theater, here we go.
You are embarrassing yourself, you geriatric f***. Two things. You keep your liver-spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint. And then you sit down and you write Dale and Brennan a check for $10,000. Well, I'm going to shove one of those fake hearing devices so far up your a***. You can hear the sound of your small intestine as it produces s***.
That's one of my favorite exchanges, too.
Oh, my God. Rich, you have any idea what movie that is?
It's actually really loud on my end.
Okay, it was a little distorted?
Yeah, like real, real distorted.
Okay, so no, so you couldn't make it out?
No, not at all.
Oh. Like,
so Casey's being ruthless and saying no. Okay.
Yes,
I was gonna play it again for you.
We know that
The audio is fine.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rich. Yeah. I will try it out again on another listener. I have Brian on the line. Brian, how you doing, man?
Actually, it's Jorge.
Jorge?
Are you kidding?
He is kidding.
Stop messing with our interns.
I love that, though.
You just want to hear me yell at the interns.
You know, we will just immediately believe what you say because we've had a couple of incidents, and I specifically refer to Walper.
Hey, Brian, so I'm going to play this clip again, whether you know it or not, and you tell me if it's distorted and then see if you can guess what it is, okay?
All right,
here we go.
You are embarrassing yourself, you geriatric f***. Two things. You keep your liver-spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint. And then you sit down and you write Dale and Brennan a check for $10,000. Well, I'm going to shove one of those fake hearing devices so far up your ass. You can hear the sound of your small intestine as it produces sh**.
You can hear her laughing during that.
I love it. I love it.
All right, Brian, do you know what movie that is?
Yeah, I can hear it fine. It's You've Got Mail with Tom Hanks.
That's exactly right. It's when they're at the top of the Empire State Building.
I love you, Brian. Thank you for the laugh.
But, Jorge.
That's incorrect.
That wasn't it?
No.
Sorry, man. All right. Let me go to, let's try Keith out, see if he knows that one. Hey, Keith, how you doing? Keith, are you there? Well, it sounds like
Jorge. This is Jorge.
I will go next to Gordon. Hi, Gordon.
Hey, how's it going? You guys rock.
Thank you, Gordon. Should we play that clip for you, or do you know what it is?
I'm going to say it's Step Brothers.
Yes!
All right.
Hang on, Gordon. Let's play the original clip for you. Is it ready?
Yeah. Okay, my bad.
Here we go.
Hey, you're embarrassing yourself, you geriatric f***. Two things. You keep your liver-spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint. And then you sit down and you write Dale and Brennan a check for $10,000. Or I'm going to shove one of those fake hearing devices so far up your ass, you can hear the sound of your small intestine as it produces
Dude, Avery did an awesome delivery of that.
You figure Avery's was 21, almost 20. I mean, identical in length.
Yeah.
Which means
she did a great delivery.
She did a good delivery and everything. Yeah.
I love it. What do we have for Gordon?
All right, Gordon, you have won a pair of passes to join Nick McElwain for Cupid's Undie Run And it is a mile-ish fun run and a huge party. It's Saturday, February 9th at World Cafe Live. It's a 21-plus event, and it's 100% of net proceeds fund research for a genetic disorder known as NF via the Children's Tumor Foundation. Mm-hmm. You can join a team like ours, Team WMMR, or you can run solo. Register now at cupids.org.
And, Nick, it's safe to say it's one of these sexier charities.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
All right, and Marissa, can you make sure they put winner up there so I know who did win and who didn't? Because I don't want to go back to the same calls. I don't remember. You know me. You know me in names. I'm going to go to Brian. Hey, Brian, how you doing, man?
It's just that you look so nice.
Yes! And wow. It's Sherilyn Fenn's birthday today from Just One of the Guys. Well played. All right, Brian, we got a fresh clip for you. You ready?
Let's do it.
This one's very short, so listen closely. Here we go.
I failed to see how someone picked on my face. It's going to help me sell Lou Frigno's house.
What the heck was that?
I'll play it one more time. Listen, here we go.
I failed to see how someone picked on my face. It's going to help me sell Lou Frigno's house.
We tried to leave some things in there that might give it away.
Right.
Like Lou Frigno's house. Brian, do you have any idea what movie that is?
Can you tell me what movie it is?
that ruins the whole contest.
It's a very unique way to try to get the answer, yeah. But no, I got to let you go, Brian. Sorry
when it comes to strategy, that's pretty sound.
It is. Let me go to Peter. Hey, Peter, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We're playing Toddler Theater. You want to hear that clip again?
Yeah, one more time.
Here we go.
I failed to see how someone pissed on my face is going to help me sell Lou Frigno's house.
Okay, Peter, any idea?
Sophie's Choice?
No. Sophie's Choice during the actual choice.
Our listeners are funny today, man.
Funny thing is the main character's name is Peter, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, gotta let you go, dude.
Oh, Pistol Pete.
All right, let me go to Christine. Hey, Christine.
Jobin.
Hey, good morning. Hi. Hey, Christine, do you need to hear that again?
I do.
All right, here it is.
I failed to see how someone pissed on my face is going to help me sell Lou Frigno's house.
All right, Christina, need an answer. Do you know what movie that clip is from?
Oh, I don't.
Is it Preston? I think you gave a very useful. I mean, you just clarified the name at the end, which was Lou Ferrigno.
Yeah, that's a little hint.
Yeah.
Should I do another caller, or do we go through three and move?
Nah, let's keep going.
Yeah. All right, let me go to.
On the text, Nick?
Oh, people are getting it. Yeah.
Yeah, let me go to Jordan. Hey, Jordan, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
All right, buddy, you need to hear it again?
Nah, it's I Love You, Man.
It's I Love You, Man.
There you go. He did it effortlessly.
Here's the original clip, by the way, right here.
I don't see how having somebody piss on my face is going to be able to sell Lou Ferrigno's house.
There you go. Nice. Because his fellow partner had urinal screens
yes.
that were made that would be put in urinals with his face on it. And so, yeah, he didn't see
it's
the
a great movie, Jobin.
What do we got for Jordan?
All right, Jobin. You have won a pair of tickets to see Villanova battle Georgetown. It's this Sunday at the Wells Fargo Center. That is a big game on Sunday. Get tickets at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
Thank you, Jordan, and later se la mange. All right, let's go to the next caller. I'm going to get Greg on the line. Hey, Greg.
I'm scared.
I'm scared.
All right, we have a clip for you. Are you ready, Greg?
Ready to go.
Toddler Theater, and here is your clip.
Oh, wait. Sorry, I got to rewind it.
All right, here we go.
Man, come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the f***ing Eagles, man.
Wow,
okay.
That's a good one. Yeah. That would be the dude for the Big Lebowski.
You got
it!
First try.
All right, let's hear the clip from the original film. Here we go.
Man, come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the f***ing Eagles, man.
play Avery's again.
All right.
There you go.
Man, come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the f***ing Eagles, man.
That's good. I hear potential here.
I do, too. I think we need to do this.
Yes.
Very often. The tough part is coming up with good movie clips to quote. They've got to be well known enough. They can't be too obscure of a movie. They got to have a nice fat curse in them.
And it's got to sit off the most obvious quotes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What do we have for Greg, Casey?
Oh, Greg. Yes, Greg. We have a case of Yard Signature IPA. To learn more about Philly's Brewery, you can visit yardsbrewing.com and follow @yardsbrew on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Pick up a Yard Signature IPA at Ambler Beverage and Ambler Beverage Exchange. Hmm. That's an Ambler.
Turd.
Turd.
If only you heard Casey's What a Crock Meals live commercial earlier, you would understand that.
He was trying to say, have you heard, and it came out turd.
Came out turd.
cue up another one, Case. I'm gonna go some other callers on the line. Let's go to Holly. Hello there, Holly.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, great. It's big game day on the Preston and Steve Show.
There's a big game!
You know there's a big game this weekend, so we're playing some of our favorite games. Holly, we have a toddler clip ready to go for you. You all set?
Yes.
Listen closely. Here we go.
Cancer is a show. Like Yakov Smirnoff opening for the Spin Doctors at the Iowa State Fair kind of show.
That's a great clip. Holly, you know what movie that's from?
I don't.
Oh, okay, sorry. Some of these, you know, I mean, you may not have seen the movies, and but this is a really good one. I'll go to Craig next. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, buddy. You want to hear that again?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Cancer is a show. Like Yakov Smirnoff opening for the Spin Doctors at the Iowa State Fair kind of show.
That's all right, great Craig, line. Name the movie. You get the prize.
I know it, too. God. I'm just drawing a blank, though.
Oh. We'll give you five more seconds to mull it over. Go ahead.
Nope.
Sorry, bud. I had to give you a fair shot. Incorrect. All right, we will go to Joe. I'll bet Joe knows it.
Yes.
Hey, Joe, are you there?
Joe doesn't know it.
Oh, Joe doesn't know it.
I'll play it again for you. Just listen, okay? Here we go.
Cancer is a show. Like Yakov Smirnoff opening for the Spin Doctors at the Iowa State Fair kind of show.
All right, Joe. No dice?
Terms of endearment.
Terms of endearment. He's right. It's the scene where Deborah Winger says goodbye to her family.
That's great. You know what? I felt kind of bad for the Spin Doctors after that.
Yeah.
A little bit. But then again, to be insulted by this particular character is a bit of an honor.
A bit of an honor. Yeah. And you were included with the great Yakov Smirnoff.
That is correct. Yes. I will go next to Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
I don't know.
What about the text?
All right, Nancy.
Yep, sorry. See, that encourages, we know the answer is
somewhere out there. Yeah, let me go to Ian and try him out. Hi, Ian.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Gadzooks.
Playing Toddler Theater. You want to hear that again?
No, I already know what it is. It's one of my favorite movies.
What is it?
Deadpool.
Of course it's Deadpool. Yay! Absolutely correct. Hang on the line, Ian. I'll play the original clip. From Deadpool. Here we go.
We both know that cancer is a shit show. Like a Yakov Smirnoff opening for the Spin Doctors at the Iowa State Fair. Shit show.
That's a great line. By the way, a great text came in and says, has anybody even thought of how different the recording of Casey's Kids versus Gary Lauer really is? Steve had to work so much harder to make that happen.
That's a wonderful point.
You're absolutely right, because... I mean, Marissa, you went through it all.
Oh.
It was like...
First shot,
pretty much.
Love it.
So we recorded the big Christmas at Christmas Cookie Cove.
Yep.
Yeah.
So it was about 4 or 5 minute bit, in case you were here. Preston, you ducked in for the recording session. Took about an hour.
Yeah.
For 10 lines.
Yeah. I mean, and they basically, all they did was just, you know, follow my instructions.
That's what I was telling Gary to do.
If they didn't follow my inflection right, I would just go, no. How about like this? And I mean, one time, maybe two times.
All right. Well, let's see what Ian's won. What do you got?
All right. Well, you got a case of Yards Signature IPA. To learn more about Philly's Brewery, visit yardsbrewing.com and follow at Yards Brew on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can pick up Yard Signature IPA at Union Jack's Old Glory Pub in Glenside.
All right, I'm gonna do this clip, Casey.
Okay, me too. Yeah, I wanted to do
that. All right, let's go to...
This is a whole team effort here.
Hey, it is. Yeah. Hey, Barry, how you doing?
You. Harry.
It's Harry?
Oh, hi, Harry.
With an H.
Okay.
All right, it's Harry.
Oh, it's Harry.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, Harry. Oh.
All right, so.
Harry.
One more time, Casey.
Okay.
Harry.
All right, Harry. We're playing Toddler Theater. It's big game day.
Yay!
It's one of our favorite games.
It's a big game.
So, Barry, here is the clip. Listen closely.
Who is he? He's an asshole, sir. I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Asshole. Major asshole.
And his cousin?
He's an asshole too, sir. Gunner's Maid First Class, Philip Asshole.
How many assholes we got on this ship anyhow?
Yo! No.
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes. Keep firing, assholes.
And you were on that.
Yeah,
Yo.
me All of us were on it. It was me and Casey and Avery and Jay.
Well done.
Yep. Let me ask Barry. Barry, do you know what movie?
It's Harry.
Harry. It still says Barry on there.
Barry.
Hey, Harry.
Major Pain.
No.
Major Pain.
No.
Shame on
with,
you, Barry.
With Damon
Wayans.
Wayans in that. No, that's incorrect. I will go next to Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, guys. You guys rock.
Thank you. Dennis, you need to hear that again?
I'm going to take a shot at Spaceballs.
Yes! Yes! Absolutely correct. I'm going to play it again. Hang on.
Wait. He's a asshole, sir.
Oh, this is the original.
Okay. Go ahead.
This is the kids one more time.
Who is he? He's an asshole, sir. I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Asshole. Major asshole.
All right, let's play the original then. I just wanted to get a little bit more of them, Case.
Who is he?
He's an asshole, sir.
I know that. What's his name?
That is his name, sir. Asshole. Major asshole.
And his cousin?
He's an asshole, too, sir. Gunner's mate, first class, Philip asshole.
How many assholes we got on this ship, anyhow?
Yo!
I knew it. I'm surrounded by assholes.
Hey, who played Colonel Sanders?
Colonel Sanders, a character actor.
He's been in so many things.
Yeah.
He's in
Fletch as well, isn't he?
I love that guy. Yeah, he plays the lawyer that has an affair with his wife. Yeah.
He's always, he's either sort of a sniveling turd, the word of the day, but very comedically adept.
Here, Nick's going to pull up his information. What do we have for our winner, Jordan, by the way, Case?
For Jordan, we have, we had a Jordan before who won the same thing.
Whoa.
This is crazy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Dennis.
Dennis, oops. Okay.
My fault.
Sorry. Well, Dennis, you won the same thing as Jordan, which is a pair of tickets to see Villanova battle Georgetown this Sunday. It's a big game at the Wells Fargo Center. Get tickets at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
All right, the actor who played Colonel Sanders was George Weiner, W-Y-N-E-R. And he is still working. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He pops up. He was on Big Bang Theory. I'm looking at his IMDb. That was in 2017. And he's got credits of stuff that's completed and in post-production. So he's still working.
Do you know where you see a lot of these actors pop up? Because it's the same wheelhouse of pop culture fascination. The Goldbergs. All the time.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We got time for one or two.
A couple more.
All right. Is this Barry or is it Harry?
This is Barry.
Oh, yay! We got a Barry. All right, we got a Barry. We're going to play a clip for you, Toddler Theater. You ready?
You got it.
All right, here we go.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
Right. No. Barry, do you know what movie that's from? What?
Happy Gilmore?
Yeah! Correct.
Nailed it. That's how you do it.
What are we going to give him, Case?
All right, we got a case.
I love you guys.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, you, Harry. We got a case of Yards Signature IPA. To learn more about Philly's Brewery, visit yardsbrewing.com and follow Yards Brew on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And you can get Yigs.
Yigs. Yigs and turds are available in quarks.
See, that was me yesterday.
I love it, though. Uh-huh. All right, get some turds at Interstate Draft House in Philadelphia.
We're beers.
Yes.
Beers. All right. Here's the original clip.
I eat pieces of shit like you for breakfast.
No, that's. I'm sorry. I was too busy messing up those lines.
Yergs and turds.
Pieces of shit like you for breakfast. You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
No.
No.
I love it. How much time do we have left?
You know what? We got a little time here.
Good. I'm enjoying this.
We got to do Go Fund Yourself coming up.
Okay.
So one more maybe?
Yeah. Let's do this one right here.
Okay. All right. This sounds like terrible. You picked a good one. Let me go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Got Dukes.
All right, Jeff. Toddler Theater. We're dusting off the game. You ready to go?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here we go.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face. I don't know what kind of Pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory. So whatever you're thinking, you better think again.
Oh, my God. That's great. And that movie is so full of great lines that we could use for this game. Jeff, do you know what movie it is?
Guys, I have no idea.
Oh. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it. Let me go next to Matt. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Toddler Theater, you need to hear it again?
Yeah, one more time.
Here we go.
First, take a big step back and literally fuck your own face. I don't know what kind of Pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory. So whatever you're thinking, you better think again.
It's we'll say it after we get the answer.
Matt, you know what it is?
The worst part is, like, I know what it is, but I don't know the name of the goddamn movie.
Give it a second. Give it a second.
We'll give you right, five of those.
All right. I'm going to go Wedding Crash.
The Wedding Crash.
No. That's incorrect. That would have let you had it if you would have gotten it at the buzzer, but that's incorrect. Okay, should I give a little hint or hold on?
No, hold on.
What about on the text?
Yep, people got it right
away. Then I think we're good.
All right, we'll go to Jimmy. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, Jimmy. Tyler Theater, you want to hear that clip again?
No, but I'm going to ask for a mulligan. I need a redo.
You need a redo?
I don't know what you mean.
What do you mean? Play it again?
Play it again?
New clip, please.
No!
That's not how the game works, man.
No.
He's redefining the laws.
I like our listeners are on it today.
Yeah. Well, they're savvy. They're,
Jim, so you have no idea what it is?
No idea.
All right. Sorry, bud. And it's a movie you should see. I will go to Brian. Hey, Brian.
Oh, Durga Durga.
Durga Durga to you, sir. Do you need to hear it again?
No, it's Tropic Thunder.
Yes! One of Tom Cruise's finest comedic roles.
Unbelievable.
He's brilliant in it.
Dare I say, I don't know if it could be made today with the sensitivities being what they are, but man, oh man,
yeah.
He is... how do you feel about Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
That one role is worth it because he is so over the top.
I think he's a nut job, and I love him in this.
And the prosthetic, the bald, the gut.
Les Grossman.
Yeah. The dance that goes along with it.
Oh, my God. Here's the original clip, right? I love how calm he is at first, and then he just explodes. Here we go.
First, take a big step back and literally your own face! I don't know what kind of pan-Pacific bullshit power play you're trying to pull here, but Asia Jack is my territory. So whatever you're thinking, you better think again.
when he and he's like, I will go nuclear! Scorch Earth!
So he's supposed to be a combination of a multiple group of producers.
Harvey Weinstein.
Joel Silver. Yeah. All those guys who would just eat up the studios.
One more time.
First, take a big step back and literally f*** your own face!
Again, who's Matthew McConaughey?
Oh my God!
He is so good as the agent.
Tugger nuts.
Oh my God!
And the last scene of him running out into the jungle, throwing a TiVo up in the air.
Yeah. All right, and by the way, our winner, I'll handle this. Casey is a. We're going to set you up with a case of Yard Signature IPA. To learn more about Philly's brewery, visit yardsbrewing.com and follow at Yards Brew on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can pick up Yard Signature IPA at the Perk in Perkasy or the Turd. All right, so thank you for playing Tyler Theater. Yeah. Big game day on the Preston and Steve Show. We haven't done that one in a long time. There was one that Casey recorded.
Yeah.
That he did not feel comfortable airing this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And actually, when Marissa was cutting it together, she could tell when we were doing the lines, I'm like, I don't. It took a lot, and it's a really short line. It's like, I don't even know, like eight words or something like that.
But I understand mm-hmm. why you don't want to do it.
Yep. Can you just read it and bleep yourself what the line is?
Matt, it has to do with Santa Claus. Yeah. So it's not,
I hear you.
So anyway.
Google it.
Thank you to Avery and Shane.
Yes!
For doing that.
Cameraman Casey, by the way.
We have to order more of these.
You got to realize, Casey, you had to reserve a special recording studio.
Yes.
To do all this, right? Tell everyone where your recording studio was.
In my car, in the parking lot of...
Soccer practice?
No. I'm not going to say where I was.
You don't have to.
But, I mean, I had, like, no time yesterday, and we literally did it in the car.
The acoustics were beautiful, Casey. Good choice.
All right, we're going to break. We're going to come back. We have more big games to play today.
Big game day.
On the Preston Steve Show. More prizes. Jim Florentine here. Joe Gatto of the Impractical Jokers will be joining us, too. It's going to be a fun day. We'll be back in a moment. A chance for you to win money comes up next.
Go find yourself.
Why are you calling us?
Because I want $1,000.
You just won $1,000.
Thank you so much. MMR freaking rocks.
Tune in weekdays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m. as well as 1, 4, and 6 p.m. to hear that hour's winning keyword. Enter it via the MMR app or at WMMR.com. One random entry is picked each time and wins $1,000 in cash. Plus, everyone who enters qualifies for the second chance drawing to win $10,000. MMR's Go Fund Yourself, sponsored by Armor Metals and Recycling. For all your metal and computer recycling needs, complete contest rules are available at WMMR.com.
It's a little bit after 8 o'clock, so we must do this and do this at this very moment, the second it is ready to go, which is now.
Yeah. 93.3 WMMR, Philadelphia.
Go Fund Yourself.
No, it's not a scam. We want to give you a grand. We want to fund you.
All right, let's give away some money. This hour's keyword in the MMR Go Fund Yourself Nationwide contest is payment, P-A-Y-M-E-N-T. And you have until 8:15 to enter it via WMMR's mobile app or at WMMR.com. Now, we're going to call you if you're randomly selected and you win $1,000, and everyone who enters is qualified for the $10,000 grand prize drawing. Complete contest rules are available at WMMR.com. Once again, the word is payment, P-A-Y-M-E-N-T. Good luck from Armor, Metals, and Recycling, and MMR. Want to mention Hatfield Quality Meats here this morning, serving up some fantastic food for the gang.
So good.
Yes, and you can try Hatfield marinated tenderloin fillets. They're simple, full of flavor. Try the Northeast number one rated Tuscan herb tenderloin or one of their three great new flavors, rotisserie seasoned, buffalo style, and garlic parmesan. So just cook and serve. So thanks for bringing by the food this morning, and that'll be perfect to serve at the big game day party.
Big game!
We're going to do the B5.
Now, WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And it's brought to you by Jack Frost and Big Boulder Ski Areas. Mark your calendar for the Preston and Steve Cardboard Classic. Friday, March 1st, 1 month from today.
Whoa.
At Jack Frost. And pick up $10 lift tickets at WMMR.com till February 17th. A New Mexico woman is literally experiencing a bunch of baloney as a stranger has been leaving pieces of the sandwich ingredient on her doorstep. Sarisha Morrison said that an unknown man has been, since January 1st, repeatedly delivering the deli meat mystery to her home in southeast Albuquerque. She said he'll just walk up and drop it on the little doorknob right here and then walk away.
I love you so much.
She says that's all he does every single time.
Do you like bologna too?
The woman said the delivery comes in a plastic shopping bag.
Ooh.
And typically contains a few pieces of bologna and a few pieces of bread.
I use this to pleasure myself.
Well, at first, Morrison thought that someone might just be leaving her food as part of an act of kindness. But when she smelled the delivery, she learned that was not the case. She says it smells like urine.
Oh boy.
And she said,
I've never had that brand.
She said, I just want him to stop. I really do. Also,
listen, it's very kind of you. And the pea bologna is awesome, but stop.
She said also, like, I don't want anything more to be in there. Like, it's going to be feces next time instead of urine. Morrison said that her neighbors, who have also reportedly received the sandwich deliveries, are moving out of their home because they're tired of it.
Well, wouldn't that kind of suck if you thought you were the only one getting piss-soaked bologna and then you find out everyone's getting it?
Yeah, you don't feel as special after that. So, anyhow, they're actually moving. I love this story. Apparently, some thieves have some pre-stealing rituals. A man in South Carolina was caught on camera Saturday at a BP gas station performing Mr. Miyagi's crane pose from the Karate Kid film right before stealing a woman's purse from her car.
Wow. Mr. Miyagi would not approve.
He was also seen inside the gas station paying at the counter and filmed leaving in a black Toyota Tundra with a paper license plate.
Show me steal the purse.
Police are now seeking the public's assistance in locating that man.
I'd love to see that footage.
An impatient dog left inside its owner's car while she went into a store demonstrated its impatience by repeatedly honking the horn while she was inside.
I love these.
I do too. The dog's owner says she left the windows open for her dog while she quickly went into ABC Fine Wine Liquor Store in West Palm Beach. But the dog was having none of it. She shared a video of her dog laying on the horn, which has since gone viral. So.
You know, it's one of my favorites recently, right. Preston, is the dog in the RV that put it into reverse when the guy was launching his boat.
Yes.
So he's on a boat ramp. The RV is backed up and sends the whole RV into the water.
I love it.
So great.
Public works employees in Florida stumbled upon something they don't see every day, a small claustrophobic tunnel leading to a Chase Bank. The public works employees responded to a report of a possible sinkhole near the bank Tuesday night and discovered the tunnel, which is about 50 yards long with a power cord inside and a small generator at the foot of the hole.
Well, you know what that looks like.
Police officer said it's approximately 2 foot, maybe 3 feet in diameter. It's very small, very claustrophobic.
It means that the Fraggles are real.
The tunnel was near a wooded area south of the bank, which is in a shopping complex across the street from the tunnel's entrance. The tunnel didn't reach the bank, the FBI said. Adding that it is investigating the discovery as an attempted bank burglary and no arrests have been made as of yet.
That used to be the big thing years ago, to tunnel into banks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People try it. What is this?
This is Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock.
All right, in other news.
I was expecting bank robbery music and then
no.
Got tossed by Fraggle Rock.
In other news, Austin police arrested a semi-nude woman who was pleasuring herself at two street-level patios Tuesday afternoon in downtown Austin.
Greatest afternoon of my life.
Kathy hasn't been here for 2 days.
2 days of absolute bliss. I've been double-fisting and loving every second of it.
Oh, my God.
The woman, 26-year-old Dovey Nichols.
Oh, we got it wrong then.
Yeah, has been charged with indecent exposure and was in county jail with a bail set of $3,000.
It's less that you have stories of women out in public doing this. It's always the guys who seem to go towards the public self-gratification.
Wait till you hear to the extent at which she did this. So two officers responding to a complaint from the J.W. Marriott Austin Hotel encountered Nichols across the street, and she was sitting alone at a patio table. When an officer approached, she stopped moving her arms under the table and placed them on top of it. And that's when officers observed that Nichols was not wearing any pants. Officers said she continued to pleasure herself even after she was handcuffed and placed in the back seat of the patrol vehicle.
It's a tough trick.
Police went across the street to investigate the original complaint, and they learned from a Marriott employee that Nichols had been spotted at the hotel building's street-level patio earlier that day. The employee told police that he saw her holding a silver object to her genitals with her legs straight up in the air, spread outside.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, she's not even trying to hide
no.
it.
No. So are she's we assuming it's a dildo or is that
air?
Was she drunk?
A silver object to her genitals. It could have been like one of those tiny little vibrators.
I got you.
What was that? Yeah, bullet.
They're called bullets.
Yeah, Marissa knows the name.
Of course you do. What's your favorite brand of bullet?
Ew, no, we just have boxes of that kind of stuff laying around here.
I use the Tyron 77C.
The officer said he could also hear Nichols making moaning noises. He told police that she yelled at him to get back when he tried to approach her. Get back, it's going to blow. The employee said that she was on the patio for approximately 7 to 8 minutes before heading across the street.
So you going to order something or you're just going to keep doing that?
They ended up busting her. All right, and then one last story. This one's kind of fun. The icy temperatures in Minneapolis have led to an unusual sight in one neighborhood. Around 100 pairs of disembodied frozen pants. I mean, like standing straight up.
It's pretty wild.
The man behind the artistic display, Tom Grotting, said that temperatures need to be down to at least 0 degrees Fahrenheit for the pants to stay in shape.
So they think that people just froze right out of them?
And he was in luck this week as the wind chill in Minneapolis on Wednesday went down to negative 55 Fahrenheit, while the air temperature was as low as 29 degrees below Fahrenheit.
It's just insane.
Grunning says he first came up with the idea to free the pants during another Arctic blast about 6 years ago. For the past 2 years, his neighbors have started putting out their own pants. And most post about their creations on social media using the hashtag frozen pants. It's pretty wild. We're looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
It looks bizarre.
It does.
Because it looks like there's an invisible person standing there with just pants on.
Isn't that part of the thing, though? For people, a lot of times, they won't actually wash their jeans. They'll put them in the freezer. We talked about this, right?
Yes.
Yeah. You put them in the freezer and that'll sort of...
It'll clean them.
Quasi-clean them.
Somehow or another. All right. And there you go. That's what I have for you. In the B-File this morning, Casey just handed this to me to remind you have until about 8:15 to enter the word payment for our GoFundYourself contest. Now, you do it not by texting it. Don't do that. You enter it through the WMMR mobile app, or you can also go at WMMR.com and do that. But the word is payment, P-A-Y-M-E-N-T. So good luck to you. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with more of Big Game Day.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. The big game is this weekend. I know you're nervous.
I'm nervous, man.
This is what's coming up. Nobody's a big fan of.
I know. But the listeners are.
Yes.
We haven't played it in a long time.
We aims to please.
We'll play a game in just a moment. That's a little bit of a clue right there. We'll return shortly. Stay there.
93.3 WMMR presents Preston and Steve's Weekly Rush, a video highlights compilation gleaned from an entire week's worth of laughs. Available now in the Get Local section of Xfinity On Demand.
Thank you very much, Marissa. By the way, Steve, real quick, before we get to Big Game Day on the Preston and Steve show, this will probably be the only chance if we want to talk about the Super Bowl a little bit in preparation for it, the prop bets.
I love this.
You want me to run through a few of them real quick?
Because I think this is something that that everyone has fun with regardless.
Yeah, so, you know, obviously you can bet on the score of the game, but the proposition bets or prop bets are the ones that are that have nothing to do with that. Or they can. It can be, you know, the score at certain points in the game.
If you were to go, like, to Vegas or whatever, or, you know, now locally you can do sports.
Oh, Steve, yeah. I was at Harrah's last weekend.
Yeah.
The book at Harrah's, they have all of these prop bets listed. And it, to me, it's simultaneously really entertaining and completely overwhelming.
It absolutely is. So it used to be just a product of that, but now I think it's just, it's become as reported as so much other stuff surrounding the big game.
Well, you remember one of the biggest prop bets that I have heard of in recent memory was the safety at the beginning of the Super Bowl, the Seahawks.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You remember that?
Yes.
That prop bet.
Against Peyton Manning.
Yeah, so it was that the first points scored would be via a safety, and it was, the odds were ridiculous on it, and a couple of people bet on it.
That's crazy.
And just raked it in. So it's where the big money comes in, those really gigantic, unless you're going to plop down a huge sum on the outcome of the game, period. But these prop bets are where you can, the odds are just gigantic.
Yeah.
So if you do hit, you hit big. So there are ones like, you know, who's going to be MVP. And those odds are, let's give you an idea. So bookmakers have Tom Brady at the current favorite, which is at plus 110. Meaning, based on a $100 bet, you would win $110.
Okay.
Okay. So that's how they rank these. So, Rams quarterback Jared Goff and running back Todd Gurley are the next best bets. They're at +225 and +1300, respectively.
Yeah. Huh. So, you know, the best bang for your buck is betting that Todd Gurley would win.
Right.
You know.
Right. You stand to make like
for a $100 bet, you can make $1,300.
Could happen.
$10 on $100 for Brady.
Yeah. I mean, usually the two quarterbacks are going to be your least return.
But
on that bet,
if you think that James Devlin, a fullback for the Patriots, is going to win, that line is +40,000.
Do you know what's currently at a return of $22 million? Vince Papale.
Vince Papale? Yeah. Wouldn't doubt it.
This is crazy. I mean, what would be the circumstances that would lead to that?
So anything from the coin toss to the length of the national anthem to Maroon 5's first halftime show song to the classic wager on the color of the winning coach's Gatorade bath.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
It's lime green yellow is the current favorite.
Statistically, really? That's the most executed.
I would go orange.
This year, however, there's some weird ones. Will CBS announcer Jim Nantz say hello, friends, when he and color commentator Tony Romo come on air? The sportsbook bet DSI has a -10,000 odds that he will, and +2,500 odds that he will not.
Don't these bets usually also stay at the more reduced? Because if someone catches wind of this, you know, obviously.
Well, Jim Nance, for instance.
Yeah, yeah.
What? Well, I mean, honestly, he could bet $5 million.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Not him, but maybe a cousin of his.
A cousin is good.
Mm-hmm. You know, and literally,
so
win that bet.
Doesn't that very fact keep the money tamped down a bit?
It's -10,000 odds, and that he will is +2,500. No, that's a lot of money to be made.
Well, let's try to get a word to him there.
Someone was just telling me recently they worked one of these games, and they went to the sound check and listened to the person sing the national anthem and was able to call their friends and like, oh, she's definitely going to go over.
And timed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like that with the Gatorade. Somebody could be on the sidelines and know what color the Gatorade is.
Yeah.
There's our next big – there's a movie for you, Preston. Call it Prop Bet.
Let me see another one. Will either Nance or Romo bring back bad memories for Patriots fans with the mention of the term Philly special?
Yes, I think, yeah.
The yes odds are +250.
Yeah.
You know, and the no odds are -330. So
it's looking like we'll be there in spirit.
They'll mention that sure. It was one of the big trick plays in last Super Bowl memory.
Especially if there is any sort of plays that are within the 5-yard line, anything in the red zone, I think there's going to be a mention. I won't know because I won't be watching.
How many times the broadcast mentioned the age of Rams 33-year-old coach Sean McVay? Odd Shark has the over-under at 1.5 with the over favored at -175.
Well, is there any prop bets on mentioning his hot-ass girlfriend?
So I watched a special yesterday online. I don't know what site had it, but it was called Wags of the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
And, wow, the peripheral wives and girlfriends for this particular one
McVay's,
is pretty stellar.
McVay's girlfriend is like some Ukrainian model of some sort.
I don't what the game you play?
Yeah, right?
Alternatively, how many times will the broadcast mention McVay's get back coach Ted Rath? Odd Sharks has that line at 3.5.
So, Preston, that is a guy who literally has to stand by him during the games and pull him out of the way of either players running down the sideline or referees. That, okay. It's almost like that's his only job.
What's the prop bet, Preston, on Belichick saying turd?
right now it's high.
It's high.
So if you're looking to get political, there are also, of course, prop bets on Donald Trump, like how many times will he tweet on Sunday? Bookmaker.eu has the over-under at 9.5. Will there be any typos in Trump's tweets? You can get +270 odds if the answer is yes on that. Over at BetDSI, there's also a prop bet on whether yardage of the longest made field goal made during the Super Bowl is more than Trump's approval rating on Monday.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're actually going after that. Notably, the prop bet is using approval rating numbers from the relatively Trump-friendly Rasmussen reports. And in case those few extra percentage points tip your decision. So you can do a little research.
And what's the ratio on that right now? Do they have it set?
It is. Or you know what? No, it doesn't.
No. Okay.
Not at this point. So commercial enthusiast Odd Shark has a number of bets on which brands ads will be seen first. So there's avocados from Mexico or Planters, Doritos, Pringles, Audi, Kia. There's a bunch of different ones. In other non-football bets, bookmaker.eu has prop bets on the chance that Maroon 5 lead singer Adam Levine or fellow halftime performer Travis Scott will be shirtless at any point during the show. And in a likely scenario,
no one tried that in Minnesota.
That Levine keeps his shirt on. Odds Shark has a bet on its color, which is black versus any other color. Black is -200 versus +150 on any other color.
Concerning the commercials and the order of the commercials, have you noticed? I think they've maybe made a concerted effort to not release so many of the Super Bowl commercials online this year.
Yeah.
I haven't been seeing a lot of them. And last year, I'd seen just about everything that was supposed to have any sort of buzz attached to it prior to the Super Bowl. I have not this year.
Well, also, speaking of the prop bets for commercials, again, wouldn't the producers have... They would have the inside track on that.
They would.
Yeah, you would think so.
It's an easy system to rig.
So, there's loads of stuff.
All right.
Loads of stuff for you to check out if you are interested in wagering on not just the game. There's lots of prop bets, and now you can... Well, are bets like that, Nick?
Oh, yeah.
At the sports book.
Yeah.
So, meaning just commercials and stuff that has nothing to do with the sport.
So, that where we were stationed on, I guess it was on Saturday night, there was a whole cubicle area with bets that like pamphlets that you could pull out, and some of them were just sports oriented. Some of them were, you know, NBA, NFL, the Super Bowl, whatever, and then some of them involved commercials and national anthem.
Wow.
And whatever. And
it's a mind blower.
And like I said, I mean, I find it fascinating and kind of fun. It's also a little dangerous because you can get sucked into that vortex and end up gambling.
Do you think there are any prop bets occurring during toddler theater?
Oh, probably.
Yeah,
they may happen. Real quick, speaking of winning money, I'm going to go to Melissa. Hi, Melissa. You're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Preston.
Hi, Melissa. Do we need to congratulate you?
I think you do.
Why on earth do we need to do that?
Because I won $1,000.
Oh! Hey! Whoa! What a great way to celebrate Big Game Day!
Hey, go fund yourself, Melissa. Congratulations. $1,000 is yours, and you're getting down to the wire here because we have today and Monday, and that is it. Where are you calling us? Where are you from, Melissa?
Coatesville.
From where?
Coatesville.
Oh, from Coatesville. Okay, nice. And we're headed into a weekend. How's that extra grand feel to you?
Feels awesome.
Nice.
It's a great way to start February, I can tell you that.
Absolutely.
That's excellent, Melissa. You've been listening to the WMMR and the Preston and Steve Show for a long time?
A long time.
I love it. Well, we are happy to gift you with $1,000, courtesy of Armor Metals and Recycling and WMMR. So congratulations. A winner of GoFund Yourself, Melissa.
Thank you.
You bet.
That's awesome. I love that.
Next chance coming up at 11, gang, and happens five times a day, five times on Monday, and then we're wrapping it up. But somebody's going to win $10,000, so you may as well enter and try.
Do we know when that's going to be pulled?
No.
Okay.
I've not heard yet.
I assume sometime next week.
I would assume that is the case. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play Crack Shot.
I'd like to shoot you in the ass with the BB gun.
And I will remind you.
Lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I'd done.
Our areas of expertise.
Put a blood blister upon each bun. I'd like to shoot you in the ass with the BB gun.
All right, so each one of us has an area, a quote-unquote area of expertise. Let's remind each other and everyone what they are. I go after 80s movies, trivia about 80s movies.
Do you refine it to one genre now or just...
whatever.
Okay.
Why not?
We're going to get shot. So
we're
going to
get shot.
It.
We want to give some prizes away, so...
Bring
it on, but we will fact check your answers. Casey, what are you going to go with? What's your?
All right, come to me last. It's like, we're out to dinner. I'm looking at the menu.
Steve, what do you want to do?
Sci-fi and horror movies.
Okay, sci-fi and horror movies.
Oh,
are you sure?
I was wondering if I should just pick one, but you know what? I'm going to bleed for you on game day.
All right.
So we'll do horror movies and sci-fi.
Marissa's always interesting. What do you want to be the expert in today?
I'm going to stick with Saved by the Bell trivia.
It's been so good for you up till now.
I haven't watched an episode in about 3 years, so yeah, I'm good. Yeah.
Nick McElwain?
I expanded it once to two categories, including geography, but I think I'm going to do the stick to one and just go with Pearl Jam.
I'm not holding that against you. Pearl I think Jam. It's a wise move. I think mine is folly to go with two categories, but what the hell?
Casey?
All right, I'll let you pick. It's either Fish or Delco. I don't know.
Go with Fish.
I go with Fish.
As much as you are a Delco person, you agree?
Yeah, because there's too many different things about Delco that, you know, and it's too hard to verify. But Fish, and here's the thing.
Not about, the band, all Fish.
No. Here's the thing about the two band categories here with Nick and with Casey. It can't be to the extent of what was the third song they played at the blah, 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 you know.
In Idaho.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're saying what was... I mean, I have to give away a question, but there was a landmark concert, and we will review it. We are the Council of Elders on this.
Yeah.
And at least you got to give us that.
Yep. All right. So can I get a little mood music here, Casey?
I got you, Broski.
We're getting set up. I'm going to remind people of how this thing works. So you call in with your trivia question for one of us. By the way, 215-263-WMMR is the number. We'll try to answer that question. If we get it correct, you lose, you're out, we save our hides. If we are incorrect... A couple of things happen. Number one, you win a prize.
Yes.
And number two, we have to face the consequences for getting an incorrect answer. So therein is the motivation for us to answer correctly. If we get it wrong, then we have to get shot in the ass with a BB gun. You get to pick the person that's going to shoot us. Any member of the show here can shoot us. And then we have to roll the die because these BB guns can be pumped up for the level of power of which that BB comes flying out of the barrel.
Yes.
And we have a regular die. If we roll a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's how many pumps we have to pump the gun up to. If we roll a 6, we get to pass it on to somebody else and somebody else gets shot. That's the wild card part about
it
this
game. It is a wild card. Now, from the point at which we are shot, we are on a couch in the studio. I would say, Preston, what, about 50 feet from the shooter?
Not quite
no,
that.
Not
it's
even.
It's probably about 15 feet.
Are you really?
Yeah, so my stride is 3 feet long, and I bet that's about 5 steps across the room right there.
And we shouldn't play this.
Right. My heart's been racing, and I thought it's because I ran to the kitchen for another cup of coffee. No, it's because we're playing this game. Like, yeah. It's been 20 minutes, and I haven't settled down.
There you go.
All right. And listen.
But you're a champ for doing it.
Marissa has had skin broken on this before.
We all have. Marissa one time went to the bathroom, and a BB fell that was lodged in her ass fell out.
Yeah, we've all bled before. Marissa actually had shrapnel in her.
And if you don't believe us, the webcam's on. You can watch.
It's legit. So, yeah. The cam is on. You can watch it live. So... It's big game day.
Big game day.
Thanks, Chuck.
Yeah, thank you, Chuck, for the idea. There's a reason we don't play this game that often. It sucks for us, but let's try it out.
Here's the deal, and honestly, President, not to go on too much longer, but many of us are now Instagram models.
Yeah.
And you can't screw with the merchandise.
All right, let's go to the call. Steve, we're going to start with you.
All right.
I'm going to get Craig on the line. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Gadzooks.
Hey, Gadzooks, buddy. All right, so you have a question for Steve Morrison, horror and sci-fi. All right, what is it?
All right, in Ghostbusters, the original Ghostbusters.
Yes.
The remake. There was a phone number for them. What was it? On the TV. The phone number on the TV.
Okay, so they do a commercial.
Oh, wow.
And they give out a phone number. I don't know this one.
That's a good question.
I wonder if Nick Murphy knows.
I'm saying that's a legit question, too, because they do make a little bit of a deal about it. It's in sort of like a presentation.
Yeah, hey, Murph, you know the answer to this question? You don't?
He wasn't.
And he's an aficionado when it comes to Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters number, does that seems legit, Nick Murphy?
What is the question again? I'm sorry.
In Ghostbusters, the original, they have a commercial and they advertise their phone number. And I recall it as it had some impact to it.
Yeah.
So I think it's a legit question.
Oh, yeah, I definitely know.
I did some quick research, Steve. It was a legit number that existed outside of the movie.
Okay, let's see if you know the answer or can guess at it.
All right.
Man, you are so good looking, Steve.
Just in case he rolls a six, all right?
Super generous.
I'm going to say, like, I don't know it, but I'll go for 1-800-SPOOK.
Okay, 1-800-SPOOK.
No.
What is it, Craig?
It was, with or without the 1-800, you can use either or. 555-2368 was on the TV, but the actual working number was 1-800-555-2368.
Wow, 2368. Wow. Wouldn't know that. All right, Craig.
All right, that's good, man.
How long have you been holding on to that question, by the way?
I'm sorry?
How long have you been holding on to that question?
Since the last time you guys played.
I met a guy at Acme last Friday, and he came up to me, and he's like, I've had a question I've been sitting on for ages for you, for Crackshot. And I go, I don't know when we're ever going to play that. And he goes, all right, I'll just go ahead and ask you now. And we're playing it today. And I didn't know the answer to it. Steve, here's
why
the die.
Why didn't that happen to me?
Casey, tell him his prize. I'm going to throw you the dice.
All right, real quick. Craig, you have won a pair of tickets to see Joe Rogan at the Borgata Event Center in Atlantic City. That's Friday, June 28th at 8 p.m. Tickets are on sale today at noon at theborgata.com.
All right, Craig, before he rolls the die, who gets to shoot Steve?
Who would get great joy in that? We'll go with Casey.
Casey.
All right. See, Casey doesn't.
Yeah. Steve, roll the die.
All right.
Here we go. Maybe you'll get a six.
I know, but I never do. My ratio is usually high of four or five. Here we go.
Two! Shoot you in the ass with the
BB gun. That's not bad.
Lay there in the tall grass and laugh at what I'd done.
Yeah.
Put a blood.
All right, Steve is making his way over to the firing range. Let me see which microphone are you on. You're on two. Okay, I'll pull that up so we can hear
you. Got me?
Yeah, I got you. We can hear you.
Two is actually, listen, it's no walk in the park, but when you've had a five off of the one we're using.
Yep.
Am I holding this right? Is this good?
I think so. It's hard to tell.
Test one, two?
No, the other side. The other side.
Test one, two?
Yep.
Better? Okay. So, when you take a fiver in this one.
When you take one in the ass, it hurts.
Ask any adult film star.
All right, so Steve's headed over. We have a love seat here in the studio, and he's kneeling down on it. He's assuming the position.
This is my Anne Margaret pose. Bye bye, Birdie.
Casey is take. Come on, man, take aim.
Okay, where do you want it, Steve?
I want it in the cushion of the couch next to me.
Okay, I got
it. No, if you can go a little bit higher, where there's. I think we're bone. I don't want it to be too fleshy.
All right.
All right.
Three, two.
Oh, God.
No. Oh, God
damn it.
Where'd he get you?
Well, right here.
All right.
That was not so good.
You said higher.
Above your belt?
No, no. You know it was good.
Okay. No, it was below the belt.
No, you were fine. You were literally about a millimeter, though, above Nick. Look.
Steve.
So, look. It hurt. I'm not goddamn kidding.
I know.
It still hurts.
On a two. So if you see, look where he was just above.
By the
way.
He
was just above the seam of my pocket. I wouldn't have felt it at all.
I just saw the video because it's on delay, and you sure enough, you see it hit. So, yeah.
All right, that's eight.
Hey,
that's all right. We got one under our belt. Let's go on next. I'll be the next victim. Let's go to Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Steph, you have an 80s movie trivia question for me.
I do.
All right, what is it?
Okay. So, in the 80s, there's a movie, Pretty in Pink, which was...
Damn it, I don't know it well. Okay.
Okay. It is considered one of the 25 greatest soundtracks of all time from the Rolling Stone. So, do you know the soundtrack?
Do I know this? I know a few of the songs. Yes.
We're pretty familiar with the movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the question?
All right. Name three songs from the movie.
Jesus. Okay. If You Leave from OMD is on there. There's the song that Ducky sings when he's in the record shop, and he goes all. Why does it sound so weird?
You know, out of the headphones. It's near that microphone.
Okay, I'll turn it down. Anyway, so. And I want to say that's a Jackie Wilson song because I remember watching a documentary about it and they changed the song the last second. I'm going to skip that. I'm going to go If You Leave from OMD, then Pretty in Pink from the Psychedelic Furs. And son of a bitch, I just need one more song.
I think
song.
You can do it. Just live with it for a little bit. I think it's to be asked. You're providing actually three answers.
Yeah.
So you have a little bit more time.
It's fair because one song would be easy.
Yeah,
because I would just say "Pretty in Pink."
Yeah, yeah.
So,
you know, it's a legit question.
Son of a bitch, it's a legit question. What is the song that he sings, man? It's an iconic R&B song, and he goes crazy.
It's one of the iconic moments of the movie.
It is the thing that's coming to mind right now, and I know it's not right. Is Jackie Wilson "To Be Loved," and I don't think it's that because Eddie Murphy sings that in Coming to America. But it's the first thing that's coming to my mind, and you should usually go with your first instinct, even though
that's what they say on Match Game.
So
but then again, they never shoot each other with BB guns.
This is going to be incorrect, but I'll list that as the third song, and those are my three, Stephanie.
Nope, it was Try a Little Tenderness.
Try a Little Tenderness! Try a Little Tenderness! What are some of the other songs on that soundtrack?
Shell Shock by New Order.
Don't know that.
Yeah, I do know it.
The Dancing Horses. Please, please, please let me get what I want. You got Pretty in Pink, so that was the most obvious.
Yeah.
Wouldn't It Be Good? Round, Round.
Well, yep,
do what you do by NXS.
Yep.
If You Leave. So, yeah, you got two, Preston.
You were right there, and you had the right artist.
Damn it.
All right.
Was that Jackie Wilson?
It was Jackie Wilson, was it not?
Child Tenderness?
Otis Redding.
Otis Redding.
Oh!
There's different versions of it.
Tenderness.
Okay.
Stephanie, I lose, and that means somebody gets to shoot me. Who's it going to be?
Marissa.
Oh, you've got, honestly, one of the worst at shooting the BB gun. We were asking earlier, didn't someone get shot in the head? And we believe it was Marissa that did that. So, Marissa is horrible at this.
But maybe there's a chance she might miss completely.
And then, or you roll a six.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right, so you go.
May I have the dice?
There's the white one right there if you want that one.
It hit the
freaking monitor.
Okay, I like the red one better.
Oh, you like the red one? Yeah. All right, well, while we do that.
All right, where does she went?
Hang on a second.
Okay.
I'm in charge of getting the red one. There you go, bro.
Thank you.
All right, we have a pair of passes to join Nick McElwain for Cupid's Undie Run. It's a mileage fun run and huge party.
Turd.
Yeah. It's Sat Turd Day, February 9th at the World Cafe Live. It's a 21-plus event and 100% of net proceeds. Fund research for genetic disorder known as NF and via the Children's Tumor Foundation. And you can join Team WMMR at cupids.org.
All right,
I'm going to tell you something, honestly. In the time that we've done this, I just took two, and it hurt.
Thank you.
It stung.
That helps.
So I'm hoping, I will say, let this inform, if you do get shot, where you want to get shot, because...
it doesn't matter, Marissa's shooting.
Oh, that's true.
All right, here we
probably
go.
It'll probably be your car that gets hit.
Let me roll a die. Here we go.
Good luck,
it's a one!
Yes!
That's half of what I had.
I'd like to shoot you in the ass with the BB gun. Lay there in the tall grass.
Casey does all the prep, by the way. He does the pumping to make sure everything's linear. Preston's walking around to the microphone.
So Casey is always nice enough to get the guns set up for me. I enjoy playing with guns. I'm just not good at it.
Right, right. So here you go. Marissa, honestly, the worst at shooting.
Give your home phone number to some perverted.
Yep. Turn that up, thank you. All right.
Tell everybody what you really want.
Bring the music down here. We're going to want to hear this, every bit of this.
Okay, Marissa. It'd be nice if you did aim.
Like aim for somewhere on his body.
My ass.
Aim for that general side of the studio.
Yeah.
All right, Avery. I just called you my daughter's name. Okay. You know those dots? You use those dots to aim. The dots on the.
Are you aware how to use a sight?
Okay. Yeah, impression she has the barrel in her mouth.
So you put this between this.
Yeah.
Right?
I do that every time. I've shot a gun before. It just doesn't end up where I'm shooting for.
Okay, well, that's
you know,
a problem.
We call her Dick Cheney.
Yeah. All right. Oh, cry, Minnie.
All right.
Marissa, let me know when you're aimed.
Okay, I'm lined up.
All right, fire when ready.
All right, here we go.
Go.
Oh! She got me.
Where?
Oh, my God.
Where?
Right in the, the inner
thigh?
No, in my ass. Like, headed toward the butthole.
It hurt, right?
Yes, it did.
I'm not making it up.
Preston, I'm looking at your stance. Jesus Christ. You're spread. You're spread. You actually gave her, like...
More surface area.
You gave her ball sack to aim for.
Well, listen, dude. I wanted to get hit in the ass.
Yeah, so he's trying to increase the surface area.
So I would rather that than the back of my head and so on and so forth.
That
hurt.
I honestly thought I was getting away with just having two. That hurt. So I'm not crazy and I'm not a pussy if you think I am just complaining about two, which makes me live in terror of five.
I have some good news. I was aiming for the middle, so I think I shot on sight.
You're getting better.
That was well done.
Thank you.
You hit right. You hit right in the sweet spot.
Yeah.
Stings,
right?
I don't want to do that again. Let's do everybody else. All right.
No, everyone gets their fair shot.
I agree. All right. Let's go to, we're going to put Marissa up on blast next. So I've got Colleen. Hey, Colleen, good morning.
Hey, Preston, how you doing?
Good. Colleen, it's big game day.
Big game day.
So we're dusting off some of our favorite games, and we're playing Crack Shot. You have a question that is Saved by the Bell oriented for Marissa, correct?
Yes, and I hope I stump her here.
Oh, all right.
A good chance you will.
Have you ever gotten these right?
She has.
Okay, all right.
Statistically, not as much, but she has.
All right, Colleen, ask away.
All right, so there was an episode about an anti-drug public service commercial they were filming at the school.
Mm-hmm.
What was the phrase, like the catchphrase for the commercial?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Does that seem legitimate?
Yes. I was scared you were going to ask me the actor's name that came to the school to film because I have no idea. But I do know that there is no hope with dope.
That's right.
Yeah. Ah!
So there is no hope with dope. You don't get anything. And Marissa's posterior is saved.
Thank you, Colleen. I love you.
Well done.
No
well
hope with dope.
It was the name of the episode, too. I just looked it up.
Ah, and Brandon Tartikoff.
From NBC?
Yeah.
From NBC made a guest appearance because it was supposed to be with the actor, but he was smoking pot. So he came, you know, and filmed his PSA with the kids.
All right. Okay. We're moving on, and we got one for Nick now. This is David. Hey, David, good morning.
If the animals can find the strength, why can't we?
Exactly.
The age-old question. David, so you have a Pearl Jam question for Nick. And we will be the judges as to whether or not it's legitimate. But ask away when you're ready, David.
All right. In the Vitology liner notes, for this song, it says the song without words.
Ooh.
I think that's legit, and I think Nick probably knows this.
I think I might know the answer to that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's a legit question. I'm currently stumped by this question.
We'll live with it a little bit.
Yeah,
I must be wrong. Man.
The song without words.
That's what the liner notes says. That does not necessarily mean one song. Go ahead.
Right, yeah, no. So the liner notes were typewritten, and I have this album on vinyl. I have it on CD. I've read the liner notes.
Nick,
I'm stalling
for time. I'm going bald.
Yeah. I'm stretching, man. The song without words.
This is a guess.
Bugs.
That is incorrect.
Oh! All right. I would have guessed, but it's not on the album. I thought it would be Yellow Ledbetter.
No, that was not on any album. That was an import.
Right.
Maybe it's nothing, man. I don't know.
David, what is it?
It is I, Davanita.
That was my second guess.
Oh, man.
They always say go with your second guess.
No, they don't.
Yes, no, go with your second guess. And then if you're wrong, say that was my first guess.
That was my first guess. And I switched in my head. I went to Bugs instead.
Son of a bitch.
That's a shame because you were so good looking and smart.
That was a great question, David. Nicely done.
So Nick is wrong.
I'd like
and that
to
means
shoot you in the ass
that he gets shot in the ass with a BB gun. David gets a prize. We'll tell you what that is in a moment. First, you got to let us know who gets to shoot Nick.
I have to go with my other favorite show member who I still haven't played Words with Friends yet, Casey.
I don't want to do that because if he rolls a six, then whatever.
It doesn't matter. No. He's not going to hold that against
you. It wasn't your selection.
All right, so hang on, David Case. We got some, where's the information?
I have that right here. He's got to get the, Nick's got to get the die.
Okay, I was going to tell him what his prize is. Here you go. All right, so Nick's going to roll in just a moment. What do we have for our buddy David, who just
won? So we got a pair of tickets to see, actually, Jim Florentine, Rich Voss, Robert Kelly, and Rod Bennington. That's Friday, March 8th at the Keswick Theater in Glenside. Tickets are on sale at AXS.com.
By the way, I see Jim Florentine right now.
Hey! Well, we probably should
Does he want to play?
Yeah. Probably
go to commercial.
Oh, no.
I have a weld.
I do, too. I do.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry, guys.
All right, Nick, let's roll the die and see what you get. How many pumps in the BB gun?
I, Davanita. Six.
You get to... Nick gets to pass it on to someone else. Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Who's it going to be?
Oh, man.
May I point out that Steve and I have already been shot.
And I haven't gone yet.
No, and I have another turn coming up.
I don't want you to take that turn. Preston, even though we've been shot, and it would be obviously logical to go with someone who has not been shot and someone who's very small.
Yeah. And somebody who's probably going to get shot
anyway.
Next.
It's up to Nick.
Yeah, it is up to Nick.
Oh, man, I feel like...
Now, they might roll a six, too. You never know.
You're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but only because you got it right, Marissa. I got to go with you.
Okay.
Now, Marissa might roll a six.
She might.
Yeah. And then it's coming right back this way.
Yes, it will.
I don't know. Steve kind of put me up to it, so leaning that way, I earned this one.
All right, roll the die.
All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Is it a five?
Four.
Five.
It's a five.
It's a five.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Thing.
No.
Poor
no.
Thing.
My pants are so thin right now.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Can we give her special provision?
No,
are
I
you
earned
sure?
it. I have to play the game. I'm not Kathy. We're going to play this game.
Wow. Oh, my God. Listen to this woman.
She's a hero.
This is why everybody loves her more than Kathy.
I'm so sorry.
That's why everyone loves her.
Marissa, my aim is really off. I may hit Nick with this. You never know.
A five sucks.
Listen, I have a dime-sized welt on my ass from two.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I got to buy her, like, a diamond necklace or something. I
understand. I know.
Marissa?
Just a nice bottle of Tito's.
All right, just a quick question. Do you think the strategy for her is to go tight, no pun intended, or just relax?
I think relaxing is a little better.
Okay.
Casey, if you could just try to take your mind off of it.
All right. Oh my God.
Then shoot quickly, Casey.
It's like getting your eyebrows waxed.
I'm going seam on the right pocket here. Okay.
All right, do it quickly. Say when you're ready.
Oh, God. Oh.
I gotta go in here. Okay. No. Say when you're ready, Marissa.
All right, Casey. Go for it.
Tinkerbell!
Oh, my
God.
I'm so sorry. Oh, Jesus. It hurts.
Where did it get you?
I can't even tell. My whole ass hurts.
She cannot tell where she got shot.
May I point out that Marissa, even getting, like, the flu shot, which is the most slender of needles, and you can't even feel it go in, that hurts her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she plays this game.
All right.
She's a hero.
Tito's
Vodka, eh?
Yes.
What is that?
I don't know. What is that?
It sounds like is that from Star Wars? The
it might be on my machine. It's very appropriate.
Pop me down.
I think that's from the Star Wars Christmas movie.
Do you know why it is? Because the tab buttons on my sound effects touch screen are so minuscule. We were talking about this yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And I accidentally hit.
You need to turn it off.
I can't!
Okay.
All right, keep it down.
Keep it down?
Yeah, just spot it down.
Okay.
Simmer down now.
All right, one more.
Okay.
One more.
Okay.
And then we're done.
Thank you, Nick.
Because our buddy Jim Florentine is out there, and we got to play. We're going to play another game with Jim, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Line one, and this is Brendan. Hey, Brendan, how you doing?
Hey.
All right, so, Brendan, we all have an area of expertise. I'm 80s movies. Steve is horror and sci-fi. Marissa, Saved by the Bell. Nick is, of course, Pearl Jam. And Casey is the band Fish. What is your question about Fish for Casey?
All right. So,
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you do listen to the band, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
You literally have been on hold for 14 minutes, Brendan. You have a question?
I do. I thought Casey was Delco.
Oh, you thought Casey was Delco.
I thought it was Delco. Okay.
How come we don't get people like this, Preston?
No. Well, we can't let it. We can't.
No,
the selection would have to be a Fish question if you don't know. I mean, unless you want to ask a question that you have an actual answer for.
Let me hear your Delco question. Let me just hear it.
Yeah.
So who is the famous actress that grew up in Upper Darby and her family still lives there?
Tina Fey?
Yeah.
Not only is it the wrong subject, it's a softball question.
Congrats to Casey. You win. You're the winner for the day.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. It's after nine. We have no other callers with questions for him.
I know. Preston, shoot me in the head. Just doing one.
All right, I'll do it.
All right.
Stay right there. Ready?
Yeah. I count it down for everybody.
It's better if you don't know when it's coming. All right.
Are we going to save this game for the next time the Eagles win the Super Bowl?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe that's a safe bet, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We should be safe. As much as I hate getting shot, I do like playing this game. It is kind of fun.
It is good.
Yeah. All right. Anyhow, congratulations to those who won. It's big game day.
For the big game.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a moment. Jim Florentine is here. Have we told him that we're going to play a game with him?
No.
We're playing a stab.
It's big game day because you can't say Super Bowl. You have to say the big game.
Yeah.
So we're doing big game day on the President's Safe Show. Our favorite games. One of our favorites still to come with our buddy Jim Florentine will be here in a moment. We're also going to talk to Joe Gatto of the Impractical Jokers.
Yeah.
We still have a lot to go on this show. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Choose to love in any language with a Valentine's Day spa package from Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Visit handandstone.com or one of their 50 locations and give the gift of relaxation this Valentine's Day.
Steven Singer is re-releasing exclusive 24-karat gold dip rose colors just for you. If you missed out on a color, here's your chance to add it to her collection. Check out all the available colors at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Guys, Jim Florentine's here. Our good friend is back. Hey, man.
Good. How you guys doing? All right?
Doing very, very well. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, you guys too. Always great to be here. Yeah.
Now, you're in town. You're playing tomorrow night. The Newtown Theater, and a couple of shows or just one show?
Two shows.
All right. 6 and 9. All right. That's cool, man. How have you been?
Everything's good.
Yeah.
I do it every year the night before the Super Bowl. Last year, you know, the Eagles were in it, so the crowd was really ramped up.
A little different. Yeah.
And whenever I was like, felt like a little low on the show, I go, I really think the Eagles are going to kick the Patriots' ass. Get them right back.
You know, it's
the built-in
weird.
Safety net.
We were talking about this. You know, it's because like one movie will open this weekend. You know, they open like a mid-level movie. They don't want to burn. They know where people's sensibilities are going to be. But this particular Super Bowl with the controversy and this. Listen, you can boycott all you want, but it's still going to do great. It's the freaking Super Bowl.
I think ratings are going to be down though.
Well, who knows? I really don't. But I hear more people passionately talking about boycotting this year than I've ever heard because of those couple, you know, because of those bad calls and that other crap.
Well, yeah. Well, most of the football fans that say they're going to boycott don't even watch it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, when you got celebrities going, we're boycotting the Super Bowl. You weren't watching, you know, the Eagle Cowboy game week three when both teams were 0-3.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're not. It's not even the real fans. And yeah, the ratings were up a little this year. But it also helps when the refs keep throwing imaginary flags on third and long to keep drives going, which you totally saw this year.
Yeah,
you know, wink, wink.
And you're a Dolphins fan, and I think the Dolphins had the play of the year this year with the with that, I don't know what you call the razzle-dazzle play at the end to beat the Patriots.
The faux schnizzle?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Yeah, I know. They ruined home field advantage throughout for the Patriots, but they still made it in the Super Bowl.
Didn't matter.
But it's good. The NFL likes the Patriots in the Super Bowl because they're the villain. They always want a villain.
Sure. Yeah, they got it.
The casual fans go, I'm sick of Tom Brady. I can't stand the Patriots. So they'll tune in for that just to hope they get their ass kicked.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, so, if there's not a if it's just two teams that people really, really don't care about, you really want somebody to lose, you know? I mean, that draws some numbers, too.
That's why there's never a James Bond movie where he just goes on vacation. You got to have a villain. So, you know, it's part of the deal. You're exactly right. Yeah. Do you do any betting? We were talking about prop bets earlier.
I'll put a punch in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you go heavy with the betting, or do you keep it lean and mean?
Yeah, Super Bowl, you always go heavy.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
You know, there's these boxes where you could put in like a grand, and you can win like 40 or 50,000.
Yep.
My brother won like 60 grand last
Whoa!
Year.
What was the bet?
Putting like a five grand in these boxes, you know, they make the
block pool, okay.
Wow.
God
60
damn.
G's.
Yeah, 60 G's.
Jesus.
Won.
Yeah. That's badass.
I know. So I put a grand in a box. And
okay.
If I win, I'll get it probably about like 22 grand.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm not putting 5 grand in.
Man.
No, that's ridiculous.
I don't know who's controlling these boxes. He knows a guy that knows a guy. So,
yeah.
You know.
The last thing you want is a guy showing up, like a Luca Brasi type showing up at your front door.
Damn. Well, we've got legal sports betting now that's, I mean, I guess that's, is it everywhere in the country, right? Or is it just
a lot of places?
Most places, yeah.
It's amazing. That's what really helps. That's really going to help sports in the NFL, especially. Yeah. And especially the live betting, the live in-game betting and all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's really keeping people watching games, and they love it when it's close and overs and unders and all that stuff. So
what are you going to do on Sunday? Are you going to be...
I have a Super Bowl party at my house.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah. All right. And I have these two guys that come that are so out of control.
Yeah.
That I have to figure out which guys I can invite and which ones I can't. Most people can't come to the party because they're so...
Wow.
The things they say and the things they do, they're naked by halftime. You know what I mean? Just pulling their pants down for no reason. And
you have to pair them properly, you say.
I do. Yeah. So a lot of people can't come. Like Don Jameson's on tour with Pop Evil,
right?
And they're playing...
He was just in.
The night before, Saturday night, right near my house. They're playing the Starland Ballroom. And he's like, hey, we got the day off. Maybe I'll bring some of the guys in the band to your Super Bowl party. I go, I can't. I go, I don't know those guys.
Yeah.
These two guys that I grew up with, they can't be around it. I got to separate them.
It's like you have dogs. Like that,
I do.
I have dogs
and pit bulls. Yeah. And you can't bring a kid over because he might eat the kid.
Sorry, you can't bring your Shih Tzu over. But at least, honestly, in the long run, they'll probably appreciate that because, you know, if you weren't being considerate, you would let them come and have a miserable time.
Yeah, because I have to babysit. I have to referee. I have to keep them. I have to talk to them so they don't hear what they just said.
Right.
Those two guys. And if I bring a girl over, I was kind of seeing somebody. And I'm like, she can't be in that environment.
Well, she'll be busy, like, filling up, like, food and making sure everybody has drinks. So she
I know,
might not
but
notice.
Even that just walking by, she's going to hear stuff that's like, you got to be kidding me. I want nothing to do with this guy.
Is it just you and the two friends? There's nobody else you can bring in?
No, there's a bunch that I can, I got to separate a lot. There's a lot I can't.
All right. Have you ever has it ever gotten completely out of control? Like call the police level?
No, never like that. Right. But it's just the things, you know, the stuff that comes out of their mouth. And yeah, their penises are out by the second quarter.
Of course.
We usually put a bet on it. Is he going to be naked?
That's your
by
prop
halftime?
Bet?
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, that's our prop bet. Yeah.
Naked by halftime.
A different block bet.
Yeah.
That's great.
Nice. Yeah. Well, listen, speaking of bets and games and stuff like that, we wanted to play a game with you this morning. You know, the Super Bowl is very, very protective about that name, the NFL is. So when it comes to advertisers and so forth, around this time of year, everybody who is not officially directed with the NFL has to use the phrase big game. So, you know, you can win a TV to watch the big game this weekend. Yeah. You can't say Super Bowl. You can't
Which
say
is pathetic.
All that stuff. It's ridiculous. So we're doing Big Game Day on the Preston and Steve Show today, some of our favorite contests. And we wanted to include you in on one. Did they bring you up to speed on this?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, how are we playing this time around? And by the way, the game we're going to play, for those who are listening, is iPuss.
iPuss.
215.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. 215-263-WMMR is the number. Casey?
I believe what we're going to do here is we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people playing. So we'll put 6 people up on the line, and each person on the line has a designated name, right? So the first person who actually has a puss song.
Okay.
Because we're going to go one at a time.
All right, around, and we'll continue going around until somebody, the song has to be the criteria that we use to determine whether your song is a puss song, as we call it. It was a playoff of iPod, which nobody has anymore,
no.
By the way, but we still continue to play the game
because
iPuss.
We're not that inventive.
If you pulled up in your car and you're in a convertible and you pull up to like a group of guys on, you know, like say Hell's Angels next to you, and would you turn the music down on your radio if you pulled up next to these
For fear of being curb stomped.
Yeah, exactly. So if it's a song that you would be embarrassed by, then that would be considered an iPod song. And we can all vote upon that.
Perfect example. Do we also use the criteria of a very attractive girl in the car as
well? Either one.
So we have two grades of judging. But it's never. There is a point of contention. We can run it past everyone, and then we vote that way. But for the most part, I think we nail it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
All right. So let's get callers on the line 215-263-WMMR, and we will designate you for each person that's here in the studio. Oh, okay, this is the iPod song. All right. So so far we've got a couple callers up. Brian is going to play for me. And by the way, if your designated person has a song considered a puss song, you do win. And we have a variety of prizes, including tickets to see Jim perform. I think we're giving those away for a different event.
We are.
But keep in mind that Jim Florentine performing at the Newtown Theater tomorrow night, 6 to 9. You can get tickets at thenewtowntheater.com, by the way. So we've got Brian playing with me. We have Sean playing with Steve. We have Matt, who is going to play with Jim. Brian Z, his last name is Z. He's playing with Beer. No, he's playing. They're still getting the calls.
No,
up
we threw this at him.
We'll figure it all out.
Yeah. All right.
So we can.
So who begins? You guys want me to start?
Yes. We should probably go. Let's go counterclockwise around.
Around that way. Yeah. From me to Casey to you. We'll end with Jim.
All right.
And make our way around. So let me move this thing so I can plug this in.
So just so you guys know, Jim and Marissa and I will all be playing on the same channel, okay?
All right, so you got to switch.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to switch doohickeys. What's that?
We only have
one chord.
Okay, one chord. One chord then.
All right, so Nick, Eric is going to play with you. Brian Z is going to play with Marissa. And then Doug is going to play with Casey. So you guys ready to begin?
Let's do this.
Is the volume up, Case?
Yep.
All right, let me. Oh man, I just took a screenshot of my.
Did you lose your D-pick?
No, it was a screenshot of my music library. delete screenshot. All right, there we go. And so I'll just hit shuffle.
Yeah.
And let's see what comes up. Here we go.
Oh my God.
We have a winner!
Wow. You started with Hootie.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's kind of
fun. I like Hootie.
I do too.
I do too.
But I would turn it down.
You don't want the pagans looking over.
Oh my God!
Wow, right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Strong.
Well, you could say, "Hey, look, Dan Marino's in the video."
Yes.
You know what I mean?
The Dolphins make me cry. You know,
but Jim, the question is, can you get to that information before the boots coming down on the back of your head?
All right. That means our winner is going to be Brian, and for Brian, we are going to set him up with a Case of Yard Signature IPA. Wherever you go. Bring the good stuff, bring quality, bring tradition, bring Yards, available at Exton Beverage Company in Exton.
I never knew they were singing about the football team.
Oh, yeah.
Never knew that until right now.
Yeah,
she was just the animals.
I didn't know. I just thought it's just words in a song.
Darius Rucker's a big fan of the Dolphins. And Dan Marino is in the video. They're having a catch. In the video.
Wait, I'm sorry, they were singing about the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Well, some of the song is, not the whole thing, but he basically, Dolphins tattooed on his stomach.
Yeah, there's a line that says, the Dolphins make me cry.
So if they don't win. Yeah.
Okay.
And the other line, Preston, is I want you in my blowhole.
Well, that too. Yeah. But that's the actual animal, the mammal. Casey's turn.
All right.
Let's see what we get. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Here all we right. go. Shuffle. Know what the hell this is.
What are you doing, Molly?
I've never heard this before.
Of course you didn't. Preston, it's the world famous band, The New Pornographers.
I think you're going to turn this down.
It's super alt-y.
Yeah. It's, you know what? It's weird because I downloaded this album for one stupid song and this isn't the song, so.
I wouldn't call this, I'd just call this lame and not pussy.
Well, yeah, well, so do we go to the next?
No, I mean, think about this cranked at a traffic light with bikers right next to you. They're not going to like this.
I think, all right, yes.
I think that Jim should be the Chief Justice of our Supreme Court. Like, all right. You know?
All right. The host of that metal show.
Yeah. Our guest. Yeah. Okay, so you're saying puss?
Yeah.
No. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, that means that we are going to set up Sean.
All right.
So, Jim, you'll be our grand dragon. No, that's probably the bad.
Yeah, put on the ceremonial hood.
Yeah. Listener Sean gets some beer, too, I believe, right?
No. Doug.
It wasn't. I'm sorry. Wrong caller.
It was Doug, and Doug has our final pair of passes to join Nick McElwain for Cupid's Undie Run. It's a mileish fun run and a huge party. It's Saturday, February 9th at World Cafe Live, 21 and over. 100% of net proceeds fund research for a genetic disorder known as NF via the Children's Tumor Foundation. And you can join Team WMMR at cupids.org.
I can't believe Hootie and the Blowfish was.
Oh, wait till you get to me.
Song right out of
that. Pussifying my collection for the past couple months.
So, Steve, listener Sean is playing with you. Let's see what we get. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, fire away.
Wait. You mother.
Hit shuffle.
All right.
Here, do you need to throw that over,
so,
Case?
He's got
it. Wait, no, wait.
Here you go. Marissa.
I don't need it.
Okay.
Here we go.
That's Asia. It's only coming out of one
channel.
Yeah,
why is that?
I don't know.
This little dongly thing.
I got it in the left.
In the left.
All right, so Asia, I would call it pussy.
Would you really?
Would you?
I'm going to the Grand Wizard over here.
Well, no. I know what he's going to say.
No, I don't. I think it passes.
Really?
Yeah, because I think these guys in the 80s, before they were real bikers, listen to this.
All right.
I think it's a couple of guys from Yes. Isn't
they knew,
it?
Yes,
Steve Howell from Yes.
Right, so right. I would pass on that.
All right.
Okay. I could see some bikers going to the show if they play at the theater.
Steve, all right. Did you take the cover off of your phone?
Yeah, I don't have a cover on my phone. What I'll do is I'll use theirs from now on. All right.
Okay. All right. You can stop the music. Thank you.
You don't want to hear Heat of the Moment?
Not in one channel. I love I love Asia, personally. But okay, so Marissa, you're up next.
Yeah, I'm ready.
And this is listener Brian Z. Let's see what song we get from you. Whenever you're ready, you can hit shuffle.
Oh my God.
Marissa.
Oh my God. Marissa.
Should.
Oh, yes.
Hang on.
I would only be in
your way. That's a beautiful. It's magnificent.
So I'll go.
Casey knows all the words.
Oh, I know it.
But I felt it. Know.
Let's hear it.
I would think of you every step up. The way.
Go ahead, Kate.
Come on, Whitney.
And I.
Don't wait now.
We'll always love you pussy.
Brian Z wins a case of yards.
Yeah,
that's
your
IPA.
Is this pussy song?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Using Brian.
Using
what
the,
do you say?
Using the biker thing. I don't know.
Yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, the bikers, even though, you know.
Yep.
Jim, would you sing if you heard this in the car next to you?
No.
See, I like. No, I Jim's going to be a lot. We're too easily swayed.
It is classic, and it is, you know, yep. It's a classic, but it's got to go in that category.
This contest. All right, Nick.
Okay.
Nick is up now. What do we have for
it? It was Yard Signature IPA, and it's available at Right By Beverages in Clifton Heights, Delco.
All right, and we have Eric, who is next. for Nick. And remember, we just hit shuffle and see what comes up. By the way, Casey, about our next guest, what's the story on that? We're going to be able to...
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. All right, I sent it an email. I'll let you know in a second.
All right. Nick, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Play it when you're set.
Oh, boy.
Just Nickel Creek?
No.
Oh, I know this band. It's the Girls' First Period.
No. It's not a manly band with some manly songs. It's Dave Matthews Band. It's a song called Baby Blue. Yeah. It is a pussy song.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, Baby Blue.
All right, yes, you're definitely getting curb stomped with this.
This is Big Whiskey and the Gorgeous King. It's a great song, really good album. Jim, I have no argument.
Especially the song title, too, Baby Blue.
Yeah.
You know, just imagine those bikers at the traffic, like, what Dave Matthews song is that, Baby Blue?
Right.
And they'd be like, pull over. You're getting a beating.
It's all good.
And Nick would have to get out of his Mini Cooper.
It means we just got another winner. All right. We're going to set up Eric. And what do we have for him, Casey?
We got a Casey Yar's Signature IPA. You can get that right now. At a Goshen Beverage Center in Westchester.
All right, Casey, now we need that thing that you were throwing earlier.
Okay.
For Jim, the dongle.
The dongle.
So he can plug in his phone to our system. And Jim Florentine, I'm expecting something very heavy.
Now, yeah. Yes.
The prop bet right now, I think it would be like a plus 10,000. For him to have a puss song.
Here's my prop bet that we end up with something like Sabbath.
Okay.
All right.
I'm thinking Priest, but let's see what we got. All right, Jim, whenever you're ready, you can hit shuffle and let's see what we get from your music.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
What it is.
Yeah. Hang on.
What did you expect?
I don't recognize it right away.
You'll know it.
Oh, my God. Pat Benatar. Yeah.
Big Pat Benatar fan.
This is a great song.
Yeah.
So, does this pass the test, though?
I don't want to change the parameters, but
for Jim's version of a puss song versus our version
That's
of a puss
what I
song.
Was thinking, yeah.
And, but, Jim, I think you're seeing the potential for... Would this get you stumped?
I don't, you know...
Oh, fired up.
This is all fired up. Okay, yeah. So...
Well,
Pat Benatar was kind of in that when you were a metalhead, like she was acceptable because she was kind of rock, and her husband Neil was a great guitar player.
Yeah.
So they were almost, you could, if you got punched in the face, you're like, okay, I don't think I deserved it, but I understand.
I kind of want to call her the Whitney Houston of metal.
Good point.
So what's your judgment for yourself?
I'll take a beating.
Very fair.
That means that who was playing with Mr. Florentine?
Matt was, and he has just won himself a case of Yard's Signature IPA. It's perfectly balanced, loaded with American hops, and available in bottles and cans, available at Tasker's Beer Barn in Bridesboro.
All right.
We need your dongle, Jim.
That's what she said.
First time a man told me that he needed it.
Jim Florentine, hand me your
Feels
dongle.
Feels good, right?
Thank you. Yeah, not bad.
All right, are we going to play? Are we going to do a couple more or what?
Yeah, we're going to do another round.
We have a guest on the line.
Our guest is good to
go. That was great. Yeah, well,
do you want to jump in with the guest in return?
I just got an email saying he was good for later, but I don't know what to do now. I'm so confused.
let's go to him now. You want to do that, Preston?
Okay, Jim. You might do a quick interview with a friend?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. You may know him, actually. And those of you who are on hold to play the game.
Stay there,
because it's Big Game Day on the Preston Steve Show.
Big Game Day.
Big Game Day. The Impractical Jokers were at the Met recently, just a couple weeks ago. I went to the show, got on the mic and welcomed the crowd, and we were presenting the show, which was great. And these guys are wonderful with it. We've sponsored events with them before, and it's a show that's on all the time in my household.
Yeah.
It has been for years now, which is wonderful. So we want to welcome, and by the way, Impractical Jokers are coming back to, they'll be in the area at the Borgata in July. From the Impractical Jokers, Joe Gatto's on the line. Hey Joe,
guys.
How are you?
Good. How dare we stop this game, by the way?
we are having a good time.
the audacity to think that bikers would turn down Whitney Houston. I don't even know.
Thank you, Joe.
I don't know if I can even trust you. I don't even know what's happening up there.
Listen, one of the reasons I want to have you on, we didn't get a chance to talk before your guys' show at the Met, which was a blast. I had a great time. But one of the reasons I told Casey, our producer, to try and track you down in particular was, and you probably don't remember this, but before you guys went on for your first show that night, I was in the wings of the right off of the side of the stage. And I had my daughter and her friend was there. My daughter's 11 years old, yep. And she had her friend there. And you guys came walking in. You walked in like as the opening act was going on. We wanted to have a chance to maybe say hi, but I know you're busy guys and everything. And as I was standing there, didn't even get to be introduced, you came over and gave my daughter and her friend a hug. And it was really super nice, and I wanted to thank you for that. That was really cool. I don't know if you remember.
Yes, I do remember. That's my pleasure. It was. It's always nice to say hi to young fans that are about to hear us curse a lot.
It's wild though, because having hosted a few your shows and the age spread is wild.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's fun to see like the family. That's my favorite part of the show. Do you see these families come out together? And it's insane the impact that we get to have just to come into people's houses like on Thursday nights for a little bit and make them laugh and get along. So it's really cool.
Yeah, I remember you guys telling us that when you first started doing these live shows and you weren't expecting it, you were like, man, people brought their kids to this show.
Yeah, and the content was definitely different. Like our first shows, if you look at the content, I was like, I can't believe what we're saying in front of these children. We had to like totally, because like, now our shows are suggested 16 because, you know, the content, but before then it was like 18 and over. We like would advertise and you'd have these like 10-year-old children. And I remember there was this one event we'd had this theater and I looked down and I just, Sal whispered in my ears like, oh my God, look how many kids. And we looked out and we saw that there were so many children there. And I was like, I had to stop and ask. And we realized that the place never advertised that it was 18 and over. And we brought every kid up on stage and it was 65 children. And we just sang We Are the World. With them. Oh my God.
It reminds me when Bob Saget, you know, after Full House took off,
yes,
people were not aware what his stand-up was like. And so these kids were coming out expecting to see, you know, the Olsen twins and all this stuff, yeah, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah, they weren't getting Danny Tanner at all.
No Danny Tanner, no.
Hey, Joe, I see that you guys have your third annual Impractical Jokers cruise. It's coming up this week, or the 6th is when you're leaving. Yeah. A few of our friends are joining you, including a Big J Okerson, who we're really tight with here.
Yes, he's awesome. Love Big J.
How do you guys even survive these things? I mean, it's got to be crazy.
Yeah, barely. Barely is the word that we're used. It's fun. You get trapped on a boat with 2,500 insane fans and just party for 5 days with no internet connection or any way to get help.
Exactly. It's a complete recipe for disaster.
Yeah, yeah. No, we have a lot of fun. Like, we jump in and, you know, there's comedy and music. It's just like a one big floating party. And I have to say, it always really is a good time.
Cool, man. A couple of years ago, I had asked you guys, you know, the live shows were going so well. And obviously, the TV show does fantastic. And, you know, I had said, well, where can you go with this from here? And it was either you or Murr, I don't remember, because you guys have both been in the studio a couple of times, had said that maybe a movie would be the logical thing. So that is indeed going to be happening this year, correct?
We filmed the movie last year, and hopefully that'll come out to theaters this year. They're in the stages of, you know, trying to get all the movie business done, but it's shot, it's in the can, and I'm really happy with it.
So did you push boundaries a bit, or did you stay within your lane?
Well, no, we definitely pushed because, like, with a movie comes a bigger budget and more time. Like, you know, you're able to pull off more ideas when you're given an hour and a half instead of 20 minutes, 25 minutes for a TV show. So it's like, we've had some of these big ideas that we, like these big surprises we've been sitting on for years. There's just no outlet to do them. And we're able to pull them all off in the movie. So we're really excited for everybody.
Very cool.
That's excellent. Hey, I have a question, Joe, because you guys in real life seem to be the guys that we see on camera, which is refreshing. It's great to see that. As I was standing on the side of the stage and you guys came walking up, I wanted to kind of get my daughter's reaction and so forth. So I had my camera out and I was filming you guys and you all looked, you know, you all kind of gave me a little look, but you had a job to do and you moved on, except for Sal. Sal kind of stopped and glared at me for a moment.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, yeah.
And I was like, okay, dude is really paranoid in real life a little bit, isn't he?
Well, I mean, we've had situations where there's just been people on stage and we're like, who is this person? It's just like fans that have gotten up on stage. And we had a situation once where somebody actually broke into our dressing room and stole Sal's jacket.
Oh, my God.
And pictures online about it. So Sal's always wary of strangers on the side, especially when they're accompanied by children.
Yeah, that's true. You should be suspect of that.
I just abducted these from the mall.
Yeah. I think he was just making sure everything was okay.
You guys are going to be back this summer. You're going to be at the Borgata, I'm reading, July 11th and 12th. Tickets are on sale the 8th, by the way, through LiveNation.com for those who want to get them. But you guys will also do, there's chances to meet you guys as well at some of these shows, isn't there?
Yeah, I mean, especially, you know, when we're out and about. When we're at the Borgata, we're at the Borgata. So we run into a lot of people just out at the, you know, in the casinos and in the... you know, it's a smaller venue, so we're just around to be able to meet people. We spend the weekend there. So we'll see people at the pool and hang out. So we love the hometown shows because it's a lot of family and friends, too. So we're always excited for that.
What I meant as well, sometimes I know, like, you know, Murr's got a book and there could be signings and maybe meet and greets. What's the best way to find out how to do stuff like that?
It's always all on the websites that sell the tickets. They're always right there for you.
So like VIP stuff.
Yeah, you can get all the VIP treatment if you like.
Yeah. At a premium price. Yeah, no, that's cool.
At a premium price.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I just wanted to get you on and say thanks. The show was great when you came through Philly. I wanted to remind people that you have another one coming up in the summer at the Borgata. And you guys are great, and just keep doing what you're doing, man.
I appreciate it, guys, and we always appreciate the love from you guys. You guys are great, so thanks so much.
Most definitely. Joe Gatto, guys! Yeah! Practical Jokers. Awesome. Case, what should we do?
We got... if we bust all through this, we could probably get through another round.
We can do another round.
We need to. I'm enjoying the dynamic, especially with Jim Florentine.
And Jim, thanks for letting us
absolutely. Jump in there real quick. Me and my son bond over, my 8-year-old boy, over to Practical Jokers.
Oh, do you?
I watch it all the time.
Oh, that's perfect. Cool.
Yeah.
And they've always got a marathon going, and you can just watch
it constantly
hours.
On. And, you know, I know Sal really well. And
you do? Okay.
We're going to go to a taping one day when they do it in New York.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so.
All right, so we're going to play. Let's continue with iPuss here, and I believe it's my turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You batted it out of the park with your first Hootie and the Blowfish song.
I mean, the second I hit it, I heard that first strum of the guitar.
You just know.
Okay, so listener Sean is on the line. I am now going to advance the next track. I'm going to have to hit play first. Hold on a second here. So we get a little more Hootie. Yeah. All right, here's the next song. Oh, man.
I don't know.
This sounds very 80s.
It is. Yeah. You'll get it in a second. And why is this
like Duran Duran or something?
No, it's, damn it. Dun, dun, oh, no, yeah.
Once you look at your screen.
It's a Little River Band, so.
Little River Band!
Okay.
Two for two.
Yeah, I know. I do want it to get to the chorus, though, because it's really good, but I'm not sure how long that'll take, but, oh, man.
There's room for a Little River Band, right?
I was hoping something ballsy would come up.
Yeah. You can see the kickstands going down on the motorcycles.
Right, exactly.
I picture three girls going, hee-hee, and pointing.
Oh, they would even laugh at me, definitely. Hang on, here comes the chorus. Can't be soft. Listen, in my defense, these guys have amazing harmonies.
Yeah.
And you'll hear it when the chorus...
Are they Australian?
They were Australian, yes. Except for one guy in the band. Here we go. I said, baby, you got a man on your mind.
You got a weight on your shoulders. All right,
so I lose.
You lose.
Right, Jim?
Is that the band that's been around since the
70s?
Yeah, it's around the 70s. Okay, so that was probably their 80s version of Let's...
A little bit more...
electronic drums.
Yeah, a little Starship-ish. Yeah.
Sean also gets some beer. I'll do this case while you're getting set up. We got a Case Yard Signature IPA, perfectly balanced, loaded with American hops, and available in bottles and cans. Available... wait a minute. I almost did an emergency SOS on my phone. Okay, there we go. And you get... available at Springfield Beer Distributors in Philadelphia. All right, Casey's up next.
All right, I'm up next.
This is listener Bernie. Are you ready, Case?
Yes, I am.
Crank it up a little bit.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Oh, I'm sorry. Damn, I was going to play a joke. All right, you ready? Here we go.
It's got to be fish.
It's totally fish.
Yeah.
You can just call it now, Jim.
You know, yeah, because we'll be here till 11 o'clock. We're going to get to the chorus.
Let's see how long this one is. Hey, this version's only 9.5 minutes all right. long. Oh, all right, guys?
All right, so we'll just go with plus, right?
I don't know. Well, I'm thinking that the bikers be like, hey, you must have drugs.
Yeah, there you go. You okay. might broker a deal.
And since he doesn't, they're going to beat you up. So yeah.
All right, so we're calling that right. a puss?
We're calling this a puss?
All right.
Yes.
It's up to Jim.
You know, look, if you're talking bikers...
I'd give it a pass if it was me.
I'd totally give this a pass.
Yeah, I guess. I mean,
listen, a jam band.
Wow.
All right, sorry, Bernie. You don't win.
Oh, sorry, Bern.
All right, let's get Steve. Steve set up next. And
all right, I'm going to play a little bit more of Asian, see if we get two left and right here.
Listener Kristen.
Okay, there we go.
All right.
All right, here we go.
Yep.
Boy, I don't know what this is. It's from The Last Waltz.
Oh.
Yeah.
The band and Dylan.
The band.
Yeah.
When I come home with you. Baby, can I come home with you? I got to look to Jim on this
Dylan?
One.
Yeah. Is that Bob Dylan?
Yeah, you can't. Nah, I'm going to pass. You won't. Yeah, no, you can't get beat up listening to Bob Dylan.
No way. Okay, no way.
I'm not a fan,
yeah.
but.
Yeah. yeah.
All right, fair enough.
Here we go.
All right, let's get to Marissa, and we have Marissa and then Nick, and then we will be... And then of course, Jim, yeah.
I only got beat up with Asia.
All right, Marissa.
Yep. All right, from Whitney to, hopefully, Rancid.
All right, and listener, let's see, Rogan.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep.
All right.
Here we go.
It's got guitars.
Oh, is this the Rembrandt?
Party of Five? Turn it up. Oh, my God. No. It's the Bodine.
The Bodine.
No, it's Social D.
Oh, the Social D.
Yes.
Social D.
He'll start yelling soon.
La 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 la. What do you think of Jim?
No, that's one of those bikers probably has a Social D tattoo. So,
all right,
that's a pass.
Story
all right,
of my
all
right. Life,
we don't have much time left, so let's get right over to Nick. Yeah. Come on, Nick.
We need to have Jim always judge us. I think his take is better.
He has no problem making a decision. Yeah. So, all right, Nick, I'm pulling for some Bob Seger here.
All right, we've got tonight.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
This is listener Chris, by the way. Playing for. Oh, I know this song. Is it Man for Man?
Nope.
No. Wait a minute.
Woman for Woman?
No. This is Rod Stewart singing.
Nope.
It's Rolling Stones.
It is.
God damn. What did you have left?
I'm great at Name That Tune. Yeah, this is a great
good song.
Song.
Awesome song.
No. Right, Jim says no. Yeah,
it's a pass. 100%.
Yeah,
Marky Man off of Let It Bleed.
That's a great song.
All right, we got to move on.
All right, last one, Jim Florentine.
I need that.
Got to give him the dongle.
Oh, here it is. Yeah, got it.
He's dongled out now.
Or you can plug straight into, next
rock out with your dongle out.
And then, Jim, we have Harry that you're playing for.
Harry?
I'll help you at least get one on Jim.
This could be embarrassing.
All right. Whenever you're ready, go for it. Oh. I don't even need to know what this is.
I like it.
Yeah.
Hey. Now I'm home. Can't sleep at night. Pick up your phone when something ain't right. There's evil going on.
Who is this, Jim?
Okay, so, yeah, it's... Andrew Dice Clay's son's band, Still Rebel.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid.
Yeah, two of his sons are in a band. It's a three-piece.
Are they getting any traction?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
I heard they just got a spin on MMR in Philadelphia.
It's pretty cool, right? It's like kind of like a Zeppelin.
Yeah, very bluesy rock.
Yeah.
That would probably fly now, especially with Greta Van Fleet.
In fact, I thought that was Greta Van Fleet when it started. That's what I was going to say. So,
yeah.
All right.
Nice. I don't know. I mean...
No, that
if I tell those bikers it's Dice's sons, they're like, oh, you know Dice? Get him on the phone.
No, that's a pass. He wins. So no prize is given out for that. But thanks for playing, iPlus,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, man.
It's a fun game.
You're a good judge.
Try it out with the you know, God, I'm having a brain fart.
Don,
and play. We'll have to do that with him when he comes in.
Sweating out that my Hall & Oates greatest hits didn't come out.
Hall & Oates, I got a ton of Hall & Oates. Blue Eyed Soul, especially here in Philly, you got to have Hall & Oates.
Jim is performing at the Newtown Theater. It's tomorrow night, 6 and 9 p.m. Two shows, thenewtowntheater.com. Don't miss this gentleman.
Great stuff.
Make sure you go see him. Great to see you, dude.
Thanks, man, of course.
Thanks for coming by here. Yeah. We appreciate it. Jim Florence!
Yeah!
We're going to take a break. He got on board for Big Game Day.
Big Game Day.
Right,
you know, it's a big game on Sunday.
Stay with us.
As you make plans for Super Bowl weekend.
The Patriots again?
Don't forget to join us Saturday as 93.3 WMMR celebrates
Groundhog Day.
A tip of the midwinter musical cap to the furry little rodent in western PA. And our homage to the beloved Bill Murray film.
I'm reliving the same day over and over.
Bing! Bing! I got you.
We promise, no Sonny and Cher. And we'll try not to repeat ourselves, but it is Groundhog Day on 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks. But it is Groundhog Day on 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
Thank you, Marissa, and thank you to Hatfield Quality Meats for coming by this morning and serving up food for us and our guests. You can serve up a four-pack of Hatfield's all-new pork chops in Montreal-style, rotisserie-style, or garlic parmesan. Just cook and serve and have those ready for the big game!
The big game! Big meat for the big game.
Thank you to Hatfield. All right, we should do the bizarre file. Here we go.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, here we go. We're going to start with this. Oh, my God. In the midst of a public health emergency in Washington State, in an area with a higher than average percentage of vaccine exemptions, these are people who decide not to vaccinate their children.
Yep.
One anti-vax mom has looked for advice on how to protect her three-year-old from the measles outbreak in the area.
How about a vaccination?
I wonder. Yeah. She said, my three-year-old is not vaccinated, and there is currently a measles outbreak in my state. Any suggestions for precautions I can take to protect her would be very much appreciated.
You can't see the irony of that.
Yeah, as the article points out, if only there were a tried and tested method with which to protect people from infectious disease. Needless to say, the mom certainly got a response as the post was widely shared, and some of the suggestions were hilarious and a little dark at times.
Did somebody come up with a viable alternative?
No.
Yeah, ice cream?
Yeah, just try ice cream. You never know. Maybe we've been overlooking something this entire time.
Hey, I've never had measles, and I eat a ton of ice cream.
There you go.
There's an example. Hey, do we just become best friends?
Yep.
Call me.
Here's a follow-up story. A Florida man has been sentenced to a year in jail after jumping in a crocodile exhibit at the St. Augustine Alligator Farm Zoological Park last November. I told you guys a story a while back. Yeah.
Florida man. And Florida man.
Brandon Keith Hatfield pleaded no contest to charges that included trespassing and criminal mischief, and he caused more than $5,000 in damages at the zoo when he broke in and jumped into the crocodile pond. They found a rubber shoe, and they found a pair of shorts. These were floating in the pool. They found blood.
Yeah.
And that when they asked around, they found out that someone did indeed go to the hospital with bite marks. When asked if he had been there, he said, no, sir, I wasn't. He had several bites on his foot.
I got bitten by an alligator.
So he was officially arrested and sentenced to a year in jail after that. This is weird. Key fobs that suddenly won't unlock vehicles, cars that won't start, alarms that go off for no reason and can't be quieted. Something mysterious is thwarting drivers outside a grocery store in the very small Alberta town of Carstairs, and it's sparking all kinds of theories. The problems have been happening for weeks in the parking lot outside of the Westview Co-op grocery store. A longtime employee at the dollar store right across the street said that she hears it from some folks, and it's all they talk about when they come into her store to buy a battery for their fobs. And then they discover that it doesn't solve the problem.
So the Cooperative Association says it is taking the matter very seriously. Electricians rode to the rescue, but the mystery endured. They said, we had shut down the power source in our store this past Monday night to determine that the source of the interference isn't emanating from our location. The location is unknown, so we're just waiting for follow-up from the ministry.
And they can't nail it down.
They have no idea what's happening. Wow. They're working with a team to try and figure out what's going on, including a federal government agency. So it's this bizarre spot where everything kind of goes electronically haywire. Isn't that weird?
I'm a little scared.
Yeah, don't be scared. Hey, or you could be scared of this. Sex robot owners are swapping used parts and selling bruised and battered dolls on a creepy online forum.
Yeah, this is kind of disgusting.
The bot bonkers flog their secondhand dolls to each other, sometimes for thousands of dollars apiece. The doll forum is the go-to destination for owners of so-called sex dolls, acting as a safe haven for chat about the best models and sharing explicit photos and videos.
What's the best vagina out there?
But it's also turned into a digital swap shop for buyers on a budget. Listen, if that's your thing, that's your thing. Fine. But these guys are swapping these used parts for these.
I'm sorry. It's like, Nick, your friend that wanted to go have she's on a fleshlight.
Jesus, that guy's going to run for Congress someday.
I mean, that's not something you share.
Halfsies.
You want to go halfsies?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You get it this weekend.
Sex dolls and electronic sex robots can often be prohibitively expensive, with top models costing of upwards of $15,000.
In many ways, it's actually cheaper to have a living human who can talk to you and engage in conversation and express love.
However, doll forum users can pick up used models for just a few hundred bucks, and one user posted that he was trying to sell a doll for $250 and cited the condition as poor.
Look at some of the, we're looking at some of these things sans their latex skin.
Yeah.
Unpleasant.
The owner listed the item as used and said she is a mess of damages, which is why she's cheap. So they're selling the ones.
So they're actually slutty sex dolls.
Has just banged the living hell out of.
Yeah, really. Not these are really thickly made, and I just beat the piss out of it.
All right, I've been given the wrap up.
Oh man,
yeah, we got to wrap it up there. But sex robots, good spot to end on.
I think so.
There you go. That's what I have for you in the bizarre file. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. Got another giveaway to go. Actually, a few before we're done. We'll do the lesson question, but don't forget the word of the week prize is coming up too. We'll return in just a moment.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Ghost. This friendship, this chip is now coursing through your soul. Bad Wolves. Your head, the Struts. Ooh, your body's horse, your body's horse.
Ooh, your body's horse. New music, more of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
I have some info on new music coming up in the music news, which we'll do in a moment. But in the meantime, we're going to do today's lesson question. And this morning, we're giving away a 4-pack of tickets for the Philly Auto Show. And the question I think we got to go with this morning, because it's been a thread through the entire program. What word will we associate with Casey and his What a Crock endorsement this morning? 215-263-WMMR.
It was accidental. Yeah.
Nothing to do with the product. It was a flub. And therefore, has been strewn throughout today's program. What word do we associate with Casey and his What a Crock endorsement earlier this morning? 215-263-WMMR. Call now. We'll do the trash while you're calling in.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
And this morning's brought to you by Dunkin'. This Valentine's Day, stop by Dunkin' and get heart-shaped, bling-sprinkled, and cookie dough and brownie batter double-filled donuts. Preston and Steve run on Dunkin'. Limited time offer. Participation may vary. What's going on, Steve?
Well, Ariana Grande failing in an effort to fix a tattoo that accidentally ended up saying Japanese barbecue by having another letter added, which unfortunately made it read Japanese barbecue finger. Admitting she knows when she's been beaten, Grande is planning on tattooing her face with the image of a splayed vagina.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. Yes. Splayed is a great word.
It is.
Thanks to renewed interest in serial killer Ted Bundy, his former Utah home has become a bit of a tourist attraction. Not to be outdone, the John Wayne Gacy home has purchased a bounce house.
Oh, my God.
It's a cutthroat business out there. And finally, Ariel Winter, going without makeup in a recent Instagram picture to show she's comfortable with her freckles. In fact, Ariel says that without her freckles, she would just be another 21-year-old millionaire TV star with huge breasts.
That's your Hollywood trash.
All right, thank you very much, Steve. Let's see if we can get an answer to today's lesson question. What word did we associate with Casey's live endorsement earlier this morning? I will go to Amy, see if she knows the answer. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi, Amy. What's the word we're looking for?
Is it turd?
The word is turd. It's turd. Yeah, hang on a second, Amy. Get your information, and we are going to give you a four-pack of tickets for the Philly Auto Show. Philly Auto Show is back February 2nd at the through the 10th, and 700,000 square feet, 700 vehicles, 9 days, all under one roof, and there's nothing like it. Visit PhillyAutoShow.com for details. He was trying to say herd.
Yes.
And it came out turd.
And it came out turd. But just to remind people, by the way, the What a Crock dips are freaking awesome.
Oh, dude, hey, everything they make is awesome.
I wanted to follow up, Steve, with something you had in the trash about the Ted Bundy thing.
Yes.
I got an email from somebody who saw it. Did you read that?
No.
Yeah, you were on this as well. It says, I'm a podcaster from Salt Lake City, and I've been working and attending the Sundance Film Festival for a few years. I heard you mention the Ted Bundy movie and wanted to put my two cents. The trailer gives off a weird vibe, it says. But I saw the premiere last week, and it's good.
Oh, good.
I thought this film was a refreshing take on the serial killer genre. Rather than focusing on the shock value of the physical violence, the film examines Bundy's manipulation tactics during his trials, and it's creepy as hell to see how easily he could fool so many people for so long. But at the same time, you could see how they were fooled. And that's what the film centers on. His good looks and charm was his ultimate camouflage to the evil that festered beneath. But when that evil does surface, oh, man.
Interesting.
And who would have thought that Zac Efron would be such a perfect choice to play Ted Bundy? Definitely check it out when it's in theaters. And that is from Camille Leggy, who's checking in.
Oh, so, I like to hear that.
So that may be why they're doing it in the trailer that way, because that's what he used, his good looks and his charm. To get away with it for so long. So I just thought I'd share that with you.
Yeah, I'm glad you did.
We're going to do music news now.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! All right, a little light on music news. A couple things run by. I'll start with this. Cage the Elephant will release its fifth studio album titled Social Cues on April 19th. The band also unveiled the first single from the LP today. Which we played, or was that yesterday?
Yesterday.
And it's called Ready to Let Go. It's accompanied by video directed by lead singer Matt Schultz. The band described Social Cues as being largely inspired by the unraveling of a relationship Schultz had. The singer said that it can be a vehicle to act out things that are hard to confront. When I'm creating, I try to put myself in a reactive state of improvisational thought, and I let images just arise in my mind and wait for them to evoke an emotional response, and then when it does, I know I'm on to something. The disc also features a collaboration with Beck that is called Night Running. Disturbed frontman David Draymond recently stopped the show to save a girl from a mosh pit. A fan shot video shows Draymond standing in the corner of the stage saying, "Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to you here, right here in front, all of you. I saw what happened." And after the video briefly cuts out and starts again, Draymond approaches the front of the stage and points, saying, "You, my dear, would you like to come up here for the last song?" And a security guard lifts her up on the stage, and she stands next to Draymond, who continues by saying, "On behalf of the gentlemen of Disturbed, I want to apologize for you getting jumped into our gang. There are some crazy idiots out there who would call me sexist for insisting on protecting a woman. Anyone who isn't as strong as you deserves your protection," he said. So he invited her up on stage.
That's nice.
Her name is Sammy, and she sat near the drum kit for the last song. So that was cool of him to do that. And then finally, former Van Halen bassist Michael Anthony has once again left the door open for a possible reunion with Van Halen, which is certain only fuel the recent rumors that the band's original lineup will reunite for a stadium tour next summer. Asked about the rumors during an interview with Vegas Rocks, Anthony answered, "I'm always a never-say-never guy, but at this point I'm very happy with what I'm doing. No love you'd call real. I'm having a great time, and if something happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't at this point." A recent rumor backed up by the vague remarks from lead singer David Lee Roth suggested that the original Van Halen lineup, including Anthony, will reunite this year. And that would be the first time that the four founding members of the band, including Dave, Eddie, and Alex, performed together since 1984.
Wow.
I wouldn't hold my breath.
You don't think it's going to happen?
Nah.
Do they hate him that much?
They all hate each other. In a separate interview, however, Anthony said that he personally hasn't been contacted by anyone in Van Halen about returning to the group. And then one last thing. Nick has something.
Oh. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you wrote down a
note. I do, yes. I'm sorry.
You wanted me to do
this. I got distracted by my own note, and I feel terrible about what happened earlier this morning.
With what?
With Marissa.
Oh.
And I got you a bottle of Tito's.
You were able to secure a bottle of Tito's vodka for Marissa.
You've been working your ass off this week, and I got you shot with a five, and I just, I really feel awful.
That's very nice.
We played Crack Shot earlier this morning.
I love playing Crack Shot. I get nervous when we play Crack Shot. I love all the games we played today, but like when the person, and anybody, myself, any of you guys get a five at any point, I feel the pain, and I was directly responsible for her getting shot. So I figured that a bottle of vodka will help ease the pain.
You know, it's what's more difficult. You know, you getting it picked to get shot. I hate the having to, when you roll a six, select someone. And so, yeah. But you did use a system that made sense. Preston and I had been shot. And Marissa had not.
And Casey still had a turn coming.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I did go to the bathroom and there is blood in my jeans.
Oh, jeez. It's legit.
this new gun sucks. We don't know the power of the new gun.
You don't know the power.
Dick sells guns, right? Dick Sporting Goods.
Like regular guns?
Yeah. They do sell those, but
a new one?
We need like a Red Ryder. That's what we had before. Yeah.
No, we need one. The whole part of the game is the pumping action. The Red Ryder is just one cock.
We need multiple cocks.
Yeah, we need lots of cocks.
Well, I mean,
stop by Dick's and get
at least
one
five cocks.
Stop by Dick's and get us the ability to have many cocks.
Yeah.
I'm not saying a word.
Yeah, the Red Ryder is just one, and that's it. It's just spring loaded. It's not air.
But we had a.
No, it is air. But anyway,
whatever. The hell, I don't know. But okay. The last one we had was a Red Ryder BB gun, and it was multiple cocks.
With this compass in the stock and the thing that tells time. I would say this, though. He's right. It is the pump action that adds a sense of drama that is allowing Marissa to bleed into her pantaloons.
And having to pass it along, too. It's all part of the play of the game, man. There's got to be good and bad.
Man, you know what I'm saying?
You know what?
I'm saying? Well,
I'm going to be like Kathy. I'm not going to play anything.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a moment. We'll give away the Word of the Week prize when we return. Stay with us, Pierre. We'll be here shortly. We'll be right back.
Preston and Steve's Cardboard Classic from 93.3 WMMR and Captain Morgan Original Spice Rum is Friday, March 1st at Jack Frost Mountain, where the snow comes first.
It's the best lift ticket deal all year and a spectacle on snow.
MMR ups our game in the prize department, including a $2,000 cash prize for overall best design, $1,000 for the coolest Captain Morgan theme. Sprint has a quick $500 for the fastest sled and a booby prize for the new category, Preston and Steve's Favorite Fail. Mandatory sled registration through February 24th. Available at WMMR.com. Preston and Steve's Cardboard Classic 2019 at Jack Frost Mountain.
Presented by Captain Morgan Original Spiced Rum. Live like a captain. Join the crew. And sponsored by Sprint and J.P. Mascaro and Sons.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks.
WMMR, everything that rocks. That is new from Greta Van Fleet, a song called A Song for Gum Gum.
I like that.
No, it's called You're the One. I do like that song, but Steve said, that's something you could play for Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Come in here, Gum Gum.
And put that wiffle ball bat down.
Put the wiffle ball.
You know how she is with that. She likes to teeth on it.
I'm sorry, I mean to snort.
Snort.
Oh my God. That was so bizarrely random.
Anyway,
Greta Van Fleet, You're the One on MMR.
Wow. I want to see those guys live. I'm really curious about them. I watched them on SNL, and I like the performance. I like the fact that they're bringing life back to rock. I want to experience it for myself and see what it's like.
Yeah, you know, and I told Preston this, and it's the truth. After seeing him on SNL, the lead singer, I don't know why, but reminds me, I never even saw him play, but I've just seen pictures of a band member of his Whoop Danny, we referred to him as.
Yeah.
And it just reminds me of that guy. So now I think of it as Whoop Danny.
Yeah.
Because he looks very prepubescent.
They're kind of goofy looking.
Yeah, yeah. The other guys look rocked out.
Yeah.
He looks like a kid they picked up on the way.
And they do look like 16 and 17 year olds.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm excited about the fact that they exist, you know, and that,
no.
that people are paying attention to a cool rock band.
They had like Marshall Stacks mic'd.
Yeah.
You know, you don't see that on stage. That's cool.
And they dress like rock stars in a weird way.
Yeah.
It's funny seeing the reaction, though. Some people hate.
Sure.
The fact that they sound like Led Zeppelin.
Why?
I don't mind.
I don't see what the big deal is. But yeah, it gets under there.
It's not a faked sound. It's just the way they ended up sounding. But if they weren't writing great songs, you could say that's all they are.
And yeah. Led Zeppelin sound like some old blues from Americana, you know? So, I mean, like that's how music goes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I like it, you know, just based on the just do you like the way this sounds thing.
Right.
You know? So there you go.
How dare you
reduce
it to what you like.
Hey, I want to take a moment and thank our guests, Jim Florentine.
Hey, 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 hey.
Jim was a sport, and he played iPuss with us on Big Game Day here on the Preston and Steve Show. And we had a good time playing with him. It was cool. He's going to be playing at the Newtown Theater tomorrow night, 6 and 9 p.m., thenewtowntheater.com to get your tickets. And a quick phone call from Joe Gatto of Impractical Jokers.
Hey.
Joe's a great guy. They played not too long ago here in town, and the tour is going to be coming to the Borgata July 11th and 12th, and tickets are on sale February 8th, LiveNation.com. And thank you to Hatfield Quality Meats.
Hey, 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 hey.
And if you want something quick and easy for game day.
Game day!
Big game day.
It's a big game.
Make sure to include Hatfield Recipe Essentials on your shopping list to make mealtime a breeze. And these are simple, flavorful, foundational ingredients that are going to add flavor to any dish and help you get creative in the kitchen without the hassles.
It's true. The stuff they brought here today is excellent.
Yeah, most definitely. Cool. Pierre Robert is in our presence.
Hey!
How are you?
Hey, 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 hey.
Thank you.
Hey, man.
Smattering of applause.
It's better than no applause.
That's right.
Yeah, you take what you can get.
Yeah. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
That's awesome. You want to get right to it and do
yes.
this letter? Okay, let's do that.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
All right, and the Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter.
T as in Tom.
All right, let's take caller... Let's take caller 9 at 215-263-WMMR. We'll see if you know the word of the week prize and see if we can set you up with that. How is everything in your world, man?
My world is just scooting along.
Okay.
You're a scooter. I feel like I'm a pair of ice skates on a freshly mowed field of ice.
Okay.
That the mowing machine went over, and I'm just skating on them. Skating, and then there's flowers growing in the ice, but I'm skating in a slalom pattern through the ice.
You're not hurting the flowers.
Not hurting the flowers at all.
But
we can coexist, the flowers, the ice, and me.
Do you let the ice clippings just lay there, or do you bag them up as you're going along?
I let them lay there.
Okay.
Because they then reabsorb into the mothership.
Okay. Here we go.
Are you with me?
Yeah. This is perfect music.
I've lost Preston.
But, mother, I want to bang you.
Oh my God.
Isn't that
as what he said?
I paraphrase, yeah.
Yeah.
Father,
yes, son.
I want to mow ice.
One must mow ice. And that is why we're here.
That's why we're here.
We're all ice mowers, baby.
Okay. I love that.
All right.
Ice Mowers Local 28.
Yeah, 2241. I donated $10,000 for the kids, Jerry.
I'm the shop steward, dude.
All right, we have a caller on the line. We've spent enough time wasting that so we can get a winner. So I'll go over to Craig.
You ice mower, you.
Hi, Craig. How you doing?
Give your breath long-lasting freshness with Big Red.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
That's okay. Your nickname, Preston.
Yeah.
Big Red. That's right.
Big
I forgot.
Red. There we go.
I sent a D-pic to my wife one time, and the shade came out very red, and I was nicknamed Red.
Big Red.
Big Red after that. Craig, what's the word, please?
Rivet.
Rivet.
Great day in the morning.
Yay.
You got it, Craig.
Yay.
So, dude, we have an RCA 55-inch 4K Ultra HD smart TV for you, buddy.
All right.
And we're going to throw in a $50 Philly Pretzel Factory gift card as well. So congratulations to you, pal.
Hey, that's fantastic.
Right, have a great weekend. Hang on, we'll get you.
Enjoy watching the big game.
Yeah, don't forget, order your big game party trays from Philly Pretzel Factory. And pretzels are twisted and baked fresh daily. Visit your local store or order online at PhillyPretzelFactory.com.
I get it. The word is rivet, and Philly Pretzel Factory is those little bites are called rivets.
That's it. That's it, baby.
I love those freaking things.
Yes.
I really do. I cannot resist them.
The honey mustard to
yes.
it?
Oh. Yes.
It's the like best the honey mustard ever.
When people bring them in, I actually get angry because I know I'm going to... I actually get angry because I can't stop.
The honey mustard from Philly Pretzel Factory and the honey mustard at the Wells Fargo Center.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I will not even think about going out to Ice Mo unless I've had some of that.
Yeah. Yes, I agree.
Baked and twisted, just like Pierre.
Yeah, man. Nice. So what do you have on the show?
Thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
I'll have, coming up very soon now, at 11 a.m., another word, and another one at 1 p.m. We have today and one more day, Monday, of Go Fund Yourself. So another couple of chances today with me, today with me and two more with Jackson to win $1,000. Then workforce blocks include Tom Petty for Mike Campbell's birthday, the great guitar player of that band. Graham Nash of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young has a birthday tomorrow. We'll celebrate today. And Ramones. So where else can you go to get Tom Petty, the Ramones, and Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young? I ask you. You go to your twisted and baked pretzel guy, Pierre Robert.
That's right.
That's where you get it, baby.
All right.
He's out mowing the ice.
I'm mowing the ice.
He'll be on there in just a moment. I got to thank our sponsors, Preston and Steve Show, brought to you by Acme, the official supermarket of the Preston and Steve Show. Jack Frost, Big Boulder Ski Areas, GFPV, where the snow comes first, and also Meineke, America's choice for auto repair. I haven't even looked at this. What do we have coming up next week?
Lots of stuff, man.
Mark Summers in
Mark
the studio.
Summers! Hey.
Our good friend, Stephen Merchant, will be in the studio.
That's very cool.
We have two UFC fighters that will be here. We have Justin. Oh, man, I can't read your handwriting, Guarini? Casey. No.
Gagey.
It's good. It's a difficult last name to pronounce anyway. So
Gagey?
I think so.
And Edson Barboza.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
They'll be in our studio. Bill Bellamy is stopping by.
Yes, we love Bill Bellamy.
And comedian Sam Morril will be in our studio. So it's going to be a nice, busy week next week. And it's getting back up to 60 degrees next week.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, but that'll be nice. That's it. We're done. Rage on. Have yourself a great weekend, gang. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Stop putting down salt that burns my f***ing dog's paws. Use the animal safe one, you jackass.
Next message.
Every time Casey cracks himself up, you crack me up every single f***ing time. Thank you for thinking you're hilarious, because I think you're hilarious. But I gotta tell you, Bubba Boxco.
Next message.
It's Friday!
The Preston and Steve love you, hate you line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.